Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
Remember, we change tomorrow by changing today, and we have to, because tomorrow really matters. So tell a friend and stay tuned now for the Peter B. Collins Show, coming up next after the CBS News.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself. CBS News, I'm Peter Mayer, live in St. Paul. Applause on the GOP convention floor today as John McCain inspected a retooled stage that juts right out into the audience that will hear tonight's acceptance speech. A new CBS News poll should cheer the McCain campaign.
The race is even. 42% of registered voters say that they want to vote for Obama and Biden, and 42% say that they want to vote for John McCain and Sarah Palin, so the race has tightened up.
Deputy Director of Survey Sarah Dutton there with the readout. Making the rounds here in St. Paul, running mate Sarah Palin defended her resume.
You know, we're out there on the front lines all the time as governor, and we are held accountable.
In rural Ohio, Barack Obama charged the Republicans are missing a key issue.
John McCain may have bucked his party on a couple of things, but on the critical issue of building the middle class and making the economy work for you, he's never been there.
And tonight, McCain will outline his differences with Obama. I'm Peter Mayer, live in St. Paul. Now with more CBS News, here's Jim Taylor.
Bracing for Hannah in North Carolina at the Department of Public Safety.
The State Emergency Operations Center is up and running, and the state partners are together. The National Guard is here, the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, our FEMA partners are here.
In South Carolina, a couple of coastal counties encouraged to voluntarily evacuate. In Virginia, a state of emergency, which means an anti-gouging law is in place. Hannah could be a hurricane by the time it arrives. Forecasters say Hurricane Ike is stronger, now a dangerous Category 4 in the Atlantic. Maximum sustained winds, 135 miles an hour. They say it's too soon to tell which land areas could be threatened. Tropical Storm Josephine is following right behind. He admits he lied under oath, and now Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick will pay. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy.
Jail time is critically important. You have to have some consequences to your actions. That's something we tell our children.
Kilpatrick will get jail time, 4 months behind bars, 5 years probation, a fine of $1 million. He leaves the mayor's office in 2 weeks. Troop withdrawal. CBS News correspondent David Martin reporting the president is getting a recommendation.
Defense Secretary Gates has told President Bush it's safe to pull about 12,000 more troops out of Iraq. That's the president's decision to make, but if he approves that recommendation, that would bring troop levels down to about 132,000, which is approximately where it was before the surge began early last year.
Dismal performance on Wall Street today.
The market is now back at bear market levels, which means the major indexes have fallen 20% from their record highs. The market is now at its lowest level in about a month and a half.
CBS News business reporter Alexis Christophorus on today's 344-point drop of the Dow, being blamed the worst back-to-school retail season in 7 years, and a new labor report shows another 15,000 applying for unemployment last week. NASDAQ also losing big, down 74 points today, and the S&P 500 dropping 38. This is CBS News.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world, and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Here at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, we're giving you triple choice privileges points and you don't even have to lift a finger. Well, maybe just one finger. I mean, you got to book at choicehotels.com, which involves clicking a mouse. But we promise you won't even break a sweat. So this fall, start earning free nights faster. Book your stay at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE to get triple points starting with your second stay. We'll see you there.
Reservations must be made at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE at qualifying rates. Valid 9-1 through 11-30-08. See choicehotels.com for details.
Looks like healthcare is going to cost more.
This new survey estimates it'll cost 5.7% more next year for both workers and employers for healthcare. Mercer Consulting's Beth Umlin says it's not like the double-digit increases of just a few years ago, but still ahead of wages and inflation.
If you're spending more out of your paycheck on your health benefits, your 3% raise is not going to look so great.
The survey finds 59% of employers will try to keep their costs down in 2009 by raising deductibles and copays or out-of-pocket spending limits for workers. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
An Asian elephant that became addicted to heroin will return home after a three-year rehab program. China State Media says the elephant became addicted after he was captured by smugglers along the Chinese-Myanmar border. The traders feeding an elephant bananas laced with heroin as bait to pacify him. When it was found 2 months later, suffering from withdrawal, given daily methadone injections in doses five times larger than those given to a human, the elephant has now fully recovered. I'm Jim Taylor, CBS News.
Despite the current economy, you can still drive a safe, luxurious, well-engineered car. Because right now, Mercedes-Benz is having a certified pre-owned sales event with deals as low as 1.99% APR on select CPO vehicles that have undergone a rigorous 155-point inspection. So you know you're getting a true 100% Mercedes-Benz at a price you can afford. See your authorized dealer today for certified affordability. But hurry, our CPO sales event ends September 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes dealer, it's not a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz.
1.99% APR for 36 months at $2,864 per month per $1,000 finance on 2005 and 2006 E-Class vehicles. Excludes lease and balloon contract subject to credit approval. For qualified customers only through Mercedes-Benz Financial participating dealers through September 30, 2008. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles. See dealer for complete program and pre-owned limited warranty details.
Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Sarah Palin introduced herself to the nation, and it was a sitcom without a laugh track. At turns, I laughed and cried and then screamed at the TV, but she's lying! Not a lioness, just a liar. We'll talk a lot about the VP candidate for the Republicans today, but that's not all. Later this hour, Mark Crispin Miller returns to our show. He's a professor of media and more at New York University. He's an election protection activist and a free speech maniac. His latest book is called Loser Take All, and we're going to talk about a number of things, including the police crackdown on the media in St. Paul. As many as 300 people have been arrested, many of them journalists or people working in the media in one form or another. Also, we're going to talk about some of the omissions from Barack Obama's speech in Denver last week. Also on today's program, Scott Dick, our contributor on military and veterans issues, will be with us. We'll talk about the number two Republican as a potential commander-in-chief. I mean, hey, she ran the Alaska National Guard. We can't find any evidence that she ever actually gave an order as commander-in-chief of that military unit, but that's what they're arguing. And there's lots more to talk about as U.S. forces penetrated into Pakistan in the last 24 hours in hot pursuit across the Afghan border. And that could set a precedent. We'll talk with Scott about that. Also on our program today, Ari Melber of The Nation will be joining us at the top of the Free Speed Zone live from St. Paul. We'll get some real-time coverage of the events there as Senator McCain is scheduled to speak on Thursday night and accept his party's nomination. We're also going to talk with Mark Dice in the Free Speed Zone. He is a Christian conservative who recently drew a fatwa, a death threat, from radio host and wayward presidential son, Michael Reagan. And he's on to something new now. He says Sarah Palin is a bad mom. And we'll find out why, as a conservative Christian, Mark Dice feels that way. That's all ahead, plus the news you can't get anywhere else from R.J. Shulman at PTSD.1. We'll talk about it later. Post-time Sound Dispatch, he'll be with us. And at this moment, we are scheduled to chat with Faz Shakir at the Center for American Progress, but he is not responding to our phone calls. So I want to open it up here in the first half hour and take your calls, reaction to the Palin nomination, and to the way the Republicans are playing this. Because what she did last night was come out and deliver a series of attack lines. She was slashing and ripping and oblivious to her own weaknesses and her own lack of experience. There she was criticizing Barack Obama and doing it in a way that I found really snarky, mean-spirited. Played well to the red meat Republican base. After all, she followed Rudy Giuliani, who really fed that conservative crowd what they wanted to hear. And when you sum it all up, the Republicans will say anything. They don't care if it's based on the truth, if it's loosely, related to the truth. They will attack, attack, attack. And they're going to attempt to make Barack Obama the issue of this campaign. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the Democrats respond, because they feel challenged here. Some of the same themes that the Hillary Clinton campaign used on Obama, particularly in May and June, before she withdrew, are being trotted out to try to protect Sarah Palin. And so what they're trying to say is, well, she's a woman. You can't criticize her. She's a woman. You can't ask questions about her lack of experience. She's a woman. You can't ask questions about her pregnant daughter or her son with special needs. And as I was watching the speech last night, I was reminded of the obscure governor of Maryland, who was picked as a Republican vice presidential choice by a deeply unpopular candidate, who thought that he would lose if he didn't shake it up and change the game. See if you remember this voice and these lines of attack from 1968.
Deserters, malcontents, radicals, incendiaries, the civil and the uncivil disobedience among our young, SDS, PLP, Weatherman 1, Weatherman 2, the Revolutionary Action Movement, Panthers, Lions, Hippies, Yippies, Tigers alike. I'd rather swap the whole damn zoo for a single platoon of the kind of young Americans I saw in Vietnam.
That is Spiro T. Agnew. He was governor of Maryland. Nobody had ever heard of him before. Nixon put him on the ticket, and his job was simply to attack the Democrats and to link them with the hippies, the yippies, and the SDS. He referred to anyone who opposed him as nattering nabobs of negativity. And while his overuse of alliteration became kind of a trademark, he resigned in disgrace partway through his first term, because he had accepted kickbacks, bribes, as the governor of Maryland, I think from highway contractors or people like that. But here comes another little snippet of Spiro Agnew. And Sarah Palin is, certainly updated. She's in a skirt. She comes across as an opinionated, pushy mom. But the themes and the messages that she was delivering last night are very similar to the strains of this Agnew speech from 68.
Mr. Agnew again referred to hippies and yippies in this comment.
And if you tell me that the hippies and the yippies are going to be able to do the job, I'll tell you this. They can't run a bus. They can't serve in a governmental office. They can't run a lathe in a factory. All they can do is lay down in the park and sleep or kick policemen with razor blades.
So it was the same kind of scurrilous attack that came from Sarah Palin as she attacked the media, that liberal media. Giuliani referred to it as the far-left media. If you can find some, please let me know. I'll consume it. But the suspension from reality that we saw included the Republican crowd chanting, "Drill, baby, drill," as if they think that that's going to solve our energy problems. And by picking the governor of Alaska, who is certainly pro-oil all the way, she's probably got, you know, light sweet crude in her veins. The Republicans think that they will be able to charge through, and there's an effort to pass a bill in September. The Senate's going to be debating it starting next week. And the Democrats have indicated they're not opposed to all offshore drilling. And that's a big mess. They should have maintained a much more definitive no position, but that's where we're at. We'll take your calls now. Dave in Eureka, thanks for joining me. You're on the air.
Hey, Peter. I thought she's a pretty effective speaker, and she certainly has reached that crowd, and she's become their rock star. I found her verbalizing a lot about the good she's going to do for the people, how she's going to restore our constitutional rights and such, and I found myself believing none of that.
I mean, her populist position, I think, would play well in Wasilla, where we found out that when she was mayor there were actually only 5,000 people there. The population has surged to 7,000 more recently. And, in a small population, certainly Alaska is a sprawling state, but there are fewer people there than there are in the city of San Francisco. And, that kind of populism, the gun-toting, caribou hunting mom, I think plays well. I'm not sure how well it translates to Indianapolis and Peoria and Chester, Pennsylvania.
But you seem to have that crowd up and rooting for her,
Oh, definitely. And Giuliani did a great job, if you could stomach him and watched his speech beforehand. He got them all revved up with a lot of those attack lines that he had used effectively during the campaign. And so he didn't have to work very hard to retool his speech with the same crap that he'd been feeding us earlier this year.
Well, I think they're going to definitely try to paint a picture of her as being the Republican answer to whatever's wrong.
Well, and they're also trying to play the sex card, not sex as in a sex act, but, sex is the accurate term for the difference between a man and a woman, not gender. Gender refers to how we use it in our language, in grammar. So it is her sex that they are trying to use to prevent very clear scrutiny of her and her record. And it'll be interesting to see, Dave, when they actually permit her to hold a news conference and let reporters ask her questions without a script, without the, controlled nature of a convention speech. My guess is that she'll only have one news conference between now and November, if at all.
With a little lump on her back and an earplug.
You got that right. I'm sure the Bush team is willing to share the technology. Thank you, Dave. I appreciate your call. I think this is Richard in Fortuna, right?
Yes, it is. Thank you, Peter. Hey, I'm kind of tweaked at the mainstream media that there's no coverage of the arrest in St. Paul.
Well, we're going to talk about that with Mark Crispin Miller in a few minutes. And yesterday you may have heard Amy Goodman on our show in the third hour. I'm very interested in knowing more about this. And I just want to reference that when we were in Denver, it was very hard for us to get information about what was going on in the streets outside the convention center. And so there is a kind of lockdown security bubble that pervades these events. But there's no excuse for the way the police have been treating people and rounding up reporters in particular. There is a clear effort to chill media coverage in St. Paul.
Well, my question is, do you think the mainstream media is going to grow some grapes and actually put something out there?
No.
Yeah, okay. I didn't either. Thanks, Peter.
And part of it, Richard, is their identification with the party hierarchy. For example, there's a great story in the New York Times today about how 4 years ago this week, Tom Brokaw, Tim Russert, and a couple of other of the anchors on television had a lovely French dinner in New York with John McCain, their buddy.
Ah.
And so the corporate media is not interested in presenting the news about these police crackdowns on the conventions because they identify with the people on the inside, not with the people on the outside and the population that's watching.
Well, I hope everybody goes to democracynow.org and does what it says to do.
All right. Thank you, Richard.
Thanks, Peter.
Good to hear from you. 888-5, Peter B., we're taking your calls till the bottom of the hour. Let me know your comments about Governor Sarah Palin's address to the Republicans last night and any other comments you want to make about the daily dribble of information about her. The National Enquirer says they're publishing a report about an affair that Governor Palin had a couple of years ago. That'll just add to her family values resume, right? More in a moment here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
News, commentary, and your phone calls. If it's happening in America, it'll be right here on 540 AM Radio, KRXA.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
The patient's not responding to the treatment.
I know. That imaginary jingle telling him to go where again?
Coffeetopia.
I've seen this condition before. It is very contagious.
What happened?
Nothing really. Everyone had a cup of coffee and a bagel. Speaking of which, let's go have a cup.
Where should we go?
Coffee, coffee, coffeetopia.
What was that?
And so it begins again.
For the best coffee, tea, or smoothies in the Monterey Bay Area, visit Coffeetopia. With three locations in Santa Cruz, 3701 Portola Drive near Pleasure Point, 1723 Mission Street on the west side, and the newest Coffeetopia at 1443 Capitola Road in the Live Oak area. Coffeetopia is also the oldest internet cafe in Santa Cruz, with wireless and by-the-minute computer stations. Other places use ice as fillers for their smoothies, but not Coffeetopia. They use all fruit and juices when making their delicious smoothies, and they also feature tropical, high-energy, acai smoothies, bagels, and fresh baked goods.
Coffee, coffee, Coffeetopia.
Slow down, you move too fast. You got to make the morning last.
Hello, I'm Barbara Mossberg. You know you move too fast. And I'm inviting you to join me Sundays to slow down for our poetry hour. Here's the lowdown on our poetry hoedown. Meet me at high noon, and we'll make the morning last right here on KRXA 540. What you know when I've
come to work. Hello, I'm Solazar.
Hi, I'm Carolani.
Good Vibrations Radio is moving from Sundays to Saturdays on September 13th.
From 7 to 9 p.m.
You'll have more everyday alchemy.
Change your vibrations and change your life.
Good Vibrations, Saturday from 7 to 9 p.m.
on AM 540 KRXA.
Attention all KRXA listeners. Are you worried about not having enough money for a truly comfortable retirement? Were you aware that you've had the ability to buy real estate within your individual retirement account without government penalty since 1974? Bet you didn't know that. Only 2% of the U.S. population is even aware of the law. If your IRA had been invested in California real estate 20 years ago, you'd be a multimillionaire today. The retirement specialist will show you how to purchase California property right inside your IRA. They've helped nearly 10,000 people in the last four decades achieve their retirement goals by rolling over their IRAs and 401ks into profitable California real estate. Give them a call at 831-794-8485 to learn more about this underutilized retirement investment. That's 831-794-8485. If you want to achieve financial independence by the time you retire, then call now. There's nothing to lose, only valuable knowledge to gain. Call 831-794-8485 and ask for or the retirement specialist.
The Peter B. Collins Show. Sarah Palin, a hero? Well, I guess to some Republicans. I'd say time will tell. Here's Debbie in Eureka. I just saw an article on CNN website saying that since the Palin speech, the Obama campaign has taken in $8 million. They believe it'll be up to $10 million by the time McCain takes the stage on Thursday night. Well, I understand that. I hope that this does solidify support for Obama. But I think the Democrats are going to have to be very careful in how they play against Sarah Palin. She is formidable in that she'll say anything, and she will read what's put in front of her. And they're using her as the attack dog, and she seems to relish that role. So it'll be very interesting to see how Joe Biden faces off against her in the debate. There's one debate scheduled, and just in general as they trade barbs in the media. 888-5, Peter B., if you'd like to lend a comment right now, I'd love to hear from you. 888-573-8372. Drew in Monterey, thanks for calling.
Hey, Peter. You know, I concur with you that, you know, if police are overreaching their responsibilities, that needs to be addressed. But, you know, I saw some news flashes of some people acting really bad. I mean, breaking windows, you know, attacking basically businesses that have nothing to do with the RNC, and, you know, just really awful stuff. And don't you think that should be condemned first?
Well, sure. I don't condone lawbreaking of any kind. And
I'm not saying don't condone it. You should be condemning it.
Well, I don't think it does any good. There's nobody who is on the streets of St. Paul who's listening to me. But if it makes you feel better, I condemn violent behavior by protesters in St. Paul. But it's up to professional police officers to make a distinction between provocateurs who deserve to be arrested and taken off the streets and working media people with cameras who are trying to cover demonstrations, cover altercations with the police, or just cover the police activities in general. And the first...
Well, Peter, question for you. Have you ever been in riot gear in front of an angry mob? I'm sorry, I don't think it's that easy to distinguish between, you know, if you get hit in the head with a bottle, you kind of look in that general direction, and you think that's the problem over there. Those people, you're not going to ask around to see, hey, who threw that bottle.
All right, but Drew, you're projecting. The issue here is we have first-person accounts from Amy Goodman and Nicole Salazar that the police, when they identified them as press, responded by removing their credentials. Okay, that's not proper behavior, and you're lumping together these, you know, progressive journalists with those who are obvious lawbreakers.
Yeah,
and professional police officers on duty in this situation should be able to distinguish between working press who have appropriate credentials and, you know, skinheads who are there to cause trouble.
Yeah, but, you know, just because they have their credentials doesn't mean they weren't participating in some of the bad behavior. You know, a press pass doesn't automatically mean, oh, well, they're good people. They have press passes, so they're not doing anything wrong.
Well, you know, but you'd have to give me a solid example of what you're describing before I accept your hypothetical.
Yeah, I know. I mean, hypothetical, you know, questions get knocked down a lot, but that's what scientists do to prove certain things too. They ask hypothetical questions. So, you know, it is somewhat speculation, but I'm saying if you're going to condemn the police for overreaching their bounds, you got to also look at the fact that there are some.
Hello, Drew. Oh, I lost Drew there. That's a cell drop, nothing else. Larry in Aptos, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Yeah, that's our resident right-winger who calls in.
Well, I welcome him. It's a free country, and I like to hear the other side.
I know, and I always, you know, it's sort of like Palin last night. And I want to make a comment on her voice, and Randy Rhodes imitated her greatly today.
Yeah.
She sounds like a Rocky J. Squirrel impersonator. But I think the Democrats, and I would hope that Biden or Obama, and if not them, Pelosi, some other top Democrats, Richardson, whoever, Richardson would be great to use right now.
Yeah.
This has to be our mantra. She was for the bridge before she was against the bridge.
Yeah, well I think John...
That's got to be on TV ads.
How about John Kerry? Let's put John Kerry on that message point. Thank you, Larry. We'll continue in a moment here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Mark Crispin Miller will join me.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
The Osgood File. I'm Sam Litzinger, sitting in for Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. I read this story on the Associated Press wire and then had to read it again to make sure it really said what I thought it said. A chunk of ice shelf nearly the size of Manhattan has broken away from Ellesmere Island in Canada's northern Arctic. A chunk of ice the size of Manhattan? This can't be good. And scientists say it isn't. More after this.
Mercedes-Benz is proud to introduce the new 1.99. But the new 1.99 isn't a new car or SUV, it's an APR rate. Available on select certified pre-owned E-Class vehicles at our certified pre-owned sales event. And certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles feature an extensive 155-point inspection. So you're getting a certified 1.99% APR and a certified 100% Mercedes-Benz. Our CPO sales event ends September 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes dealer, it's not a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz.
1.99% APR for 36 months at $2,864 per month for $1,000 financed on 2005 and 2006 E-Class vehicles. Excludes lease and balloon contracts subject to credit approval. For qualified customers only through Mercedes-Benz Financial participating dealers through September 30th, 2008. Abbreviated inspection applicable to vehicles less than 15 months old with less than 18,000 miles. See dealer for complete program and pre-owned limited warranty details.
Brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer or visit us today at mbusa.com.
Eskimo Lakes in Canada's Northwest Territory is the scene of an unusual freak of nature. A herd of white whales remain ice-bound captives following a sudden early freeze.
Maybe there won't be too many more of those early freezes in the Arctic. Scientists say a huge chunk of ice nearly the size of the island of Manhattan has broken off an island in Canada's northern Arctic. They say it's the latest indication of how global warming is changing the polar frontier. One Arctic expert says this was a big surprise. The so-called Markham ice shelf was just sitting there one minute, and the next it was drifting in the Arctic Ocean. This, say the scientists, is really something to worry about. They say with the Earth's climate the way it is now, these changes are irreversible. British military officials think it's time to get ready for a very different world in which they may have to fight. They think battlefields around the world are going to get hotter, literally, so they've begun working on heat-resistant medical supplies and ways to lighten the load for soldiers who'll have to fight in the heat.
The submarine Nautilus receives a gala harbor welcome as she sails into Portland, England, completing an 8,100-mile, 21-day voyage from Honolulu across the top of the world under the North Pole. For the event, her skipper returned by air from Washington, where he'd been flown immediately after the Nautilus emerged from under the Arctic ice cap.
The submarine sailing under the Arctic ice was big news in 1958. The big news in 2008 is that pretty soon there may not be much Arctic ice to sail under. The Osgood File, Sam Litzinger on the CBS Radio Network.
Fritti di Mar Grill in Marina is a delicious haven for lovers of Italian seafood pasta and salads at neighborly prices. Owners Tito and Sonia Perez invite you to their new restaurant, Fritti di Mar Grill, for lunch or dinner weekdays and on Saturdays from 4 p.m. Every tasty meal comes with generous portions of Salvadoran warmth. Fritti di Mar Grill is at 3056 Del Monte Boulevard in friendly Marina. Browse to FrittiDiMarGrill.com or call 384-8525.
Hey, are you driving around looking for a coffee shop with free internet? Right here in Pacific Grove, you'll find Black Forest Espresso, a fun and friendly place to hang out. We have a large espresso bar ready to make any gourmet drink, homemade drafts, mochas, lattes. How about 100% fruit smoothies and old-fashioned milkshakes with 14 flavors? Black Forest is also the only place to get soft-serve, fat-free frozen yogurt. We're the last hometown coffee shop at the Country Club Gate Shopping Center at Forest and David next to Save Mart Pacific Grove. Check out BlackForestEspresso.com.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
Caribou Barbie, can you tell the truth?
One, 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 one.
Yes, the Republican Party is the party that's always been on the front lines fighting sexism in America. And now that they have a female vice presidential candidate, they're just lining up to try to protect her and push back on the corporate media, which has done a limp job of confronting her on the huge gaps in her resume and the lack of experience that she has. And many of the questions that have come up due to improper vetting and, well, just a wealth of information that's out there. And it is interesting to see how they're using the same tactics that Poppy Bush used with Clarence Thomas to basically say that if you ask any questions or challenge this person's qualifications, that you are guilty of crossing the line into an ism. And I think that's one of the reasons they chose her. She's a very effective attack dog, as I mentioned. She delivered those lines with gusto last night. I can't imagine she wrote most of them. But there's a backstory here, and that is the streets of St. Paul. We talked about it a little bit in the preceding segment, and our friend Drew, the conservative who called, is skeptical, saying that, you know, protesters have brought this on, and how can these police geared up in riot gear tell the difference between protesters and working media? Well, sorry, Drew, they can, but they choose not to. Mark Crispin Miller joins us now. He's a professor of media and more. His beat is actually media, culture, and communication at New York University. He's a prolific writer and uses the web a lot, too. I appreciate the email list that he generates that I'm on. And his most recent book is Loser Take All. He edited that, subtitled Election Fraud and the Subversion of Democracy. And previously he published Fooled Again, The Real Case for Electoral Reform. Professor, welcome to our program today.
Hey, Peter. Nice talking to you.
It's good to talk with you. And give us the quick overview here of the police overreaction in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Yeah, well, I've heard that the cops in the Twin Cities actually have a long, sorry history of cracking down on journalists in particular. So I wish I could remember his name, but somebody sent me a very informative blog post basically telling the story of how the cops there, despite the progressive reputation of those towns, have really been kind of thuggish in their treatment of the press. A couple of journalists have been murdered. I don't know that they were murdered by the police, but it's kind of a dangerous place for progressive journalists.
Mm-hmm.
So that they're, you know, arrest of Amy Goodman, for example, and, you know, the AP reporter and others, and, you know, the way they've been really brutally treating the independent press people otherwise is sort of in character. But, you know, again, we have to be clear that this kind of thing tends to go on in all kinds of cities where the Republicans, you know, are throwing their party. You know, I'm talking to you from New York, where we have a, you know, moderately socially liberal mayor, Bloomberg, but he turned a completely blind eye to the horrendous treatment of protesters here during the Republicans' last convention.
That's right.
You know, they were all penned up. Nobody could find them. They were left in these filthy cells for 3 days. It was, you know, it didn't seem like America, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, in fact, all those people sued and, you know, eventually prevailed. They were all falsely arrested. Drew should look into this. You know, I don't think it's something that any self-professed conservative should support, because I thought conservatism meant being opposed to the abuses of big government. And if you're going to have the police doing the dirty work of a political party and stifling dissent, you know, I think we're in sorry shape.
Mark, we talked with Amy Goodman yesterday, and her producer, Nicole Salazar, one of the two people who were in custody that caused Amy to contact the police and say, release my producers, and then she was taken into custody, roughed up. We've seen the video, many people have, of her interaction with the cops.
Uh-huh.
And it is quite clear that they are using intimidation, that they're, you know, going beyond the security detail that they are supposed to be performing. And certainly there have been isolated cases of protesters and some provocateurs who have, you know, engaged the police and probably deserve to be arrested.
Right.
But it's very clear in the account from Salazar and Goodman that in each case, they clearly identified themselves as members of the press, brandished their credentials, and in Goodman's case, when she did so, the response was a cop who ripped them off her neck.
Yeah,
as a way of removing her status as a working member of the media there. And so these tactics indicate to me that it's not business as usual. It's not cops who are overwhelmed by an onslaught of protesters. That this is a very aggressive posture that is intentionally adopted by the St. Paul police.
Absolutely. And in so doing, I'm absolutely certain, taking their lead from the White House, you know, however indirectly. You know, throughout the 2004 campaign, you know, I've got a lot of stuff about this in my book, Fooled Again. Throughout the 2004 campaign, there was a lot of brutal stuff that went on the campaign trail. I'm talking about Bush Cheney's campaign trail.
Right.
Where the local police and the Secret Service would really manhandle people, arrest them. You know, something happened in a small town in Oregon. I think it's called Jacksonville, if I'm not mistaken. But I have two firsthand accounts as an appendix to the book from people who were there. It was, you know, it never got any coverage. I mean, it didn't even get anything close to the coverage that Amy's arrest got. And Amy's arrest didn't get anywhere near enough coverage, right? So this, you know, let's recall that the whole notion of First Amendment zones, which is a repressive and completely un-American innovation,
yep.
You know, that was first used at the Republican convention in 2000, mm-hmm. You know? And now it's become a kind of national policy.
Yeah, the Democrats had one in Denver that was located in a place where you could guarantee that any protest voices could not be heard by members of the media or delegates to the convention as they entered the secured zone.
Absolutely. The Democrats are clearly not concerned about this. They are, you know, basically colluding with the Republicans by failing to deplore this sort of thing. I've never heard Obama deplore this kind of thing.
Yeah, me either.
You know, but so what else is new, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the two parties are at best uninterested in democracy, and in the case of the Republicans and some Democrats, distinctly hostile to it.
And the
press is similarly indifferent. I mean, I watched as much as I could stomach of the convention coverage, you know, flipping back and forth between CNN and MSNBC. Tell me if I'm wrong, but I didn't see any reference by any of those talking heads to what was happening outside the hall, did you?
No. And this is a point I made to a caller just before you joined us, Mark Crispin Miller, and that is that the members of the corporate media identify with the leaders of the party and the delegates. They think of themselves as insiders, and
right.
That those who are those pesky protesters who are out on the streets with signs and banners and slogans and bullhorns are just as much a nuisance to them as they are to those who are running these conventions.
Yeah, I think that's true. Now, what is it? This is an indelicate question, but does that include Rachel Maddow? Did she say nothing, too?
You know, I have not been watching. In Denver, MSNBC was not on the cable channel at the house we rented. And I watched a little bit of Keith Olbermann after the speeches last night, but I actually chose to watch on PBS because they're not interrupting the speeches as much. So
yeah.
I don't know if Rachel did, but we don't protect anybody here, and if she failed to do so, I invite callers. If you heard Rachel say something about it, please pipe up, and if you didn't, tell us that too. 888-5 Peter B is our toll-free number. Rachel does start her own show on Monday on MSNBC, and I'm looking forward to seeing how she handles the corporate filters there. She's a pretty brave soul who says what she thinks. But even she, I think, will run into the buzzsaw there.
I have to say she has yet to discuss on either of her shows. I mean, the new one hasn't started yet. But she has so far not once addressed the issue of election fraud. And I do think, you know, that, how to put this, you know, all these people who get to sit inside the hall and discuss what's going on, you know, the model there, Peter, is not really journalistic. The model is sportscasting.
Yes,
you know, when I watched the Olympics, I had an epiphany that's really the model for the way that Chris Matthews and all the rest of them talk about politics. It's a game, and they're covering the game. They do a play-by-play. They appraise, you know, the latest move. They talk about whether it's a success or a failure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they kind of... They're kind of like a combination of the sportscasters and the judges at the Olympics.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, like last night I was watching David Gregory, you know, a very handsome and expensive-looking telejournalist, going on and on about, you know, Sarah Palin's speech and the strategy of the McCain campaign. They're always telling us what the strategy of the party is. Well, why do they have to tell us that? Are they working for the parties? I mean, is it interesting for us to know how each party is planning to fake us out? You know, why isn't he talking about the stuff they're not discussing? Why isn't he talking about, you know, stuff in her background? They don't function as journalists. They do color commentary.
I think that's what
Rachel's doing too.
Yeah. Let's talk to Patty and Salinas. Hello, Patty. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Mark Crispin Miller.
Well, I'm so happy to be on the same line with you, Mark, because I read your book, Fooled Again. I just absolutely loved it. It opened my eyes. I'm just very upset about what I know about what happened to Amy Goodman. And I watched Democracy Now! Today, and she doesn't even know what she's charged with because that hasn't been decided yet. And will not be decided until there's a court hearing.
Yeah.
That extends the chilling effect. See, by not charging her and by suggesting that her two producers were involved in a riot or thinking about rioting, we're not really clear. The police have created a kind of zone of confusion that works to their advantage and sets an example to chill other journalists, particularly independents, bloggers, and those who just have their own video cameras, from really challenging the authority. Mark?
Yeah.
There was a veterans group against all the videos that I saw was very peaceful. No one was getting out of line. I hope this story is not going to die, because I'm very, very upset about it. And we don't live in China or Pakistan where the journalists are put in jail. And if this is any indication of what we can expect in the elections, then they're going to intimidate so many people that voters aren't going to even bother to go.
Well, yeah, here's what I think about that, Patty.
Mm-hmm.
I think, on the one hand, that there certainly is an ongoing effort and a very diverse and ambitious effort to intimidate people out of voting. You know, I mean, in the last election, for example, at many polling places in the South, you know, with African American residents, there would be, you know, a notable police presence. This is a time-honored method for trying to keep people from voting. And in a way, it's just a more benign version of stuff that went on with the Klan back during Reconstruction.
Mm-hmm.
But I think at this point that the plan is not simply to intimidate people out of voting. I think it may also be a plan to intimidate people out of protesting if the election is stolen again, or even if it's postponed, you know.
Or if any irregularity.
Any irregularity, I mean, I don't even want to get into more specific possible horrors, but Gore Vidal has been talking about stuff that this crew is capable of doing, and I think he's absolutely right, you know. And it's only because they, you know, don't want to lose their positions as well-paid sportscasters, you know, the press wouldn't dare breathe a word about any of this.
Patty, thanks for your call today. Mark, stand by. We'll continue in just a moment. Mark Crispin Miller with us from New York University. Pick up his latest book that he edited called Loser Take All. It's essays about election fraud and includes people you've heard on this program like Brad Friedman and many others. More in a moment. Your calls are welcome at 888-5-PETER-B. This is the Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to KRXA 540. Visit our website at krxa540.com.
We're voting Republican because we don't like shopping at small neighborhood stores.
We don't want the problem of choosing where to shop.
And we just love cheap plastic crap from China.
I'm voting Republican because I don't really want a cure for AIDS or breast cancer. They're just gays and women.
I'm voting Republican because I think new drugs should be made available immediately, whether they've been tested properly or not. If the major pharmaceutical companies' bottom lines are healthy, then I feel healthy too.
Bye-bye, baby. Have a good day. I'm voting Republican so that my little Caitlin can be in a classroom with at least 30 other children. That way, she can be challenged by fighting for attention.
I'm voting Republican because women just can't be trusted to make decisions about their own bodies. Never, ever, ever.
I'm voting Republican because I've already seen a great outdoors. Continuing our use of fossil fuels freely is far more important than preserving our natural wildlands.
We're voting Republican because we like a conservative majority on the Supreme Court.
We really like knowing that even if we're separate, we'll still be called equal.
I'm voting Republican because I need to be told who I can love.
I told you.
Honey, I need the government to tell me.
I just need them to tell me how I can best show a lifetime commitment.
And Republicans are just the folks to do that, sweetheart.
I'm voting Republican because corporations should not have to pay to clean up environmental damage. The EPA is an outmoded idea. If people want clean water, buy it in a bottle.
I'm voting Republican because I don't want to know if the food I'm eating has been genetically modified or exposed to radiation. I don't want to have to live with that fear, you know? So, if the label says it's food, that's good enough for me.
I'm voting Republican because
I really enjoy being screwed by the utility companies.
We need more minorities in prison.
Because hybrid cars really suck.
I just don't feel I deserve health insurance.
Because Texas needs more billionaires.
I'm voting Republican because sometimes the Constitution is just one big inconvenient headache.
I think the whole world should be run by one big corporation. I think it would be so much cozier.
Because all other countries are inferior to us.
And we should start as many wars as we need to keep it that way.
So I can stay in Iraq.
So I can go to Iran.
So if you were thinking about voting something besides Republican, don't bother. Stay home. We've got it all taken care of. You'll get exactly what you deserve.
What about the librarian glasses, huh? For a book banning lady, huh? We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show at 7 minutes in front of the hour. Mark Crispin Miller is with us. Fooled Again is his seminal work about stolen elections, and he updated it with the editing of Loser Take All, Election Fraud and the Subversion of Democracy from 2000 to 2008. And according to the book blurb, he's working on a new book about the Marlboro Man. What's up with that, Mark?
Yeah, I've been working on this for a long time, actually.
Have you?
You know, before I got involved in the subject of election fraud, fact, before Bush took over the country,
yeah.
I did, you know, somewhat less aggravating work, writing about advertising and the history of propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a project I'm doing for Yale, actually. There's a series called Icons of America that actually I edit, which is a lot of fun.
Uh-huh.
And this is my contribution to that series. So.
All right. When's it due out?
Next year.
All right, I'll buy a carton and get ready for that.
Carton.
Mike,
I think people will find it interesting. It's a fascinating lens through which to talk about America. It's the most successful ad campaign in history. You know.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Mike in Sacramento. He's got the word on Rachel Maddow and whether she talked about the situation in the streets or not.
Okay.
Mike, go ahead.
Well, I heard her show last night, and she did have some pretty progressive comments to make. I don't remember the specifics, but I got the distinct impression that she was pointing up issues related to the military operations.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought she was pretty positive. I agree with Mark. She tends to slip from time to time, and I don't know anything about her, but a couple of things you were talking earlier about, if I could.
Real quick, go ahead.
One was that there's an interesting $10 million liability deal that the RNC has negotiated with the Twin Cities, ostensibly behind all the lawsuits that are going to come from these arrests.
Really?
I think that's a first.
I didn't know about that.
That was on Amy Goodman's show this morning. Also, Amy has stated that a Secret Service man removed her credentials, saying, you're not going to need these anymore.
Hmm. I think you're right. Yep, I think
you're
that is correct.
You're not going to need these anymore?
Exactly. That's what she said. That's almost a quote. These zones that were established in New York, I think they've been taken another step further, because it sounds like the convergence, the military tactic of convergence upon areas or groups of people from all directions is very much related to how Amy Goodman got arrested and parts of her crew and others.
Mm-hmm.
So you got military tactics being, deployed essentially,
yeah,
with a lot of different agencies. I'm retired from law enforcement, and I can tell you my experience after 30 years was clearly that we have a situation where we got law enforcement people, the majority of whom in this country are now making in the top 80th percentile of wage earners in the country, and it's very much a boys' club.
Yeah. Mike, I wish I had more time. I want to jump to Greta in Monterey. Greta, you're on the Peter B. Collins Show with Mark Crispin Miller. Go ahead.
I want to make two points. The first is that Amy Goodman's arrest and the rest of other media covering these things may be actually to intimidate mainstream media, mainstream journalists. And as well as protesters, but essentially that. And
the other way to do it would be to cut off the free food.
Well, and the other, my other point is that some of these rock throwing incidents or window smashing incidents may be actually not what they seem, that they may actually be people out there doing that simply to create the illusion that they need these terrible...
It's a possibility, pro-police provocateurs.
Yeah,
Greta, thanks for your comment. Go ahead, Mark.
That's an old COINTELPRO trick, to send agent provocateur into explosive situations and then, respond in force as if they were, legitimate, or I should say authentic rabble rousers or something like that. So I certainly wouldn't be surprised by that. It's an old trick for creating a repressive situation.
Mark, our time is up. I wanted to talk to you about some of the omissions from Obama's speech last week. You had pointed out that he never referenced that Dr. King's big movement was about voting rights. And in emails we traded over the weekend, I mentioned that I was aghast at the Mile High Stadium when I heard Barack Obama decline to even name Martin Luther King in his historic speech.
That was a very astute point. In fact, I've mentioned that to many people.
Mark, I'm out of time. Thanks a lot for joining me today.
Okay, talk to you later.
Bonjour, this is Veronique Raskin, founder of the Organic Wine Company. I've created a special offer for you to try my French wines made from organically grown grapes. For a limited time, when you buy two bottles, you get one bottle free, and I'll even pay for the shipping. I know you love the taste of these handcrafted wines from my ancestors' lands, especially if you care about our planet and your health. Imagine, you can have organic French wine delivered to your door for less than $12 a bottle. I've made this free wine and free shipping offer available to you because I believe you'll become a lifelong customer once you've tasted our wines. The French Bouquet Collection at ecowine.com includes my red Chateau Véronique from Languedoc, my white Viognier, and my Blanquette de Limoux sparkling wine. All French, organically grown, and affordable.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
John McCain will accept the GOP nomination as Palin power proves real.
Political wow factor on the last night of the GOP convention.
The race is even.
The numbers in a new CBS News poll.
Stock market had a bluesy kind of day.
The market is now at its lowest level in about a month and a half.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Harley Carnes. The main event at the GOP convention is tonight. John McCain's acceptance speech. Live now to St. Paul, CBS's Peter Mayer.
And Harley, setting the stage for John McCain's big moment, new evidence that the race could not be closer. It's all in a new CBS News poll.
42% of registered voters say that they want to vote for Obama and Biden, and 42% say that they want to vote for John McCain and Sarah Palin, so the race has tightened up.
CBS News Deputy Director of Survey Sarah Dutton says that McCain still faces an excitement gap, though. 55% of Obama supporters are enthusiastic about their choice. 35% of McCain's backers feel that way about him. The campaign is counting on running mate Sarah Palin to charge up the party base. Here in St. Paul today, she again defended her resume.
There's a big difference, of course, between the executive and legislative branches and our experience.
Palin again critical of the Democratic ticket's congressional emphasis, although it is identical to John McCain's political career. Barack Obama responded today in York, Pennsylvania.
John McCain's running for president. I'm running against John McCain. And as far as I can tell, I don't get a sense that Governor Palin has ideas that are different from John McCain's.
Now CBS News political director Steve Chigueras says that McCain will spell out differences with Obama in tonight's speech.
He really needs to draw the contrast between himself and Barack Obama and tell Americans why they should vote for him as opposed to Barack Obama.
It will be McCain's best chance to deliver that unfiltered message ahead of his post-convention quest. The 72-year-old McCain, the first Vietnam veteran to lead a GOP ticket, would be the oldest first-term president in history. Live in St. Paul, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
And now this.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W!
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust.
W!
Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
I was talking to my doctor, and he asked me what medications I'm taking.
Taking notes next time. There is so much
information. Information is the key to good health. And with the Aetna online personal health record, test results, diagnoses, and new prescriptions are scanned and can alert you to potential conflicts, helping you and your doctor make better informed decisions.
Helping me better understand
my health.
Learn more about the personal health record at Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
The personal health record is offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and should not be used as the sole source of information about the member's medical history.
Wall Street. The Dow fell more than 340 points today on word people are not spending and more jobs are being lost. CBS's Alexis Christophorus.
We received news that the number of Americans continuing to collect unemployment benefits reached a five-year high this week. And we know that consumers are the engine of this economy, and if they're not working, if they're not bringing home a paycheck, they're not out there spending.
The NASDAQ was down more than 74 points. There was good consumer news, however, on oil, which continued to come down another $1.46 to less than $108 a barrel. Tropical Storm Hanna is on the way into the southeast. North Carolina Governor Mike Easley has set the stage for federal help by declaring an emergency. Patty McQuillan at the Department of Public Safety.
We have swift water rescue teams that are on standby, and we have enough food and water to feed 50,000 people for the first day after the storm, if needed.
In South Carolina, Governor Mark Sanford.
If you happen to live in a mobile home or you're visiting in a camper, this may be the time to begin to make other plans.
In fact, he is suggesting roads west might make some sense for a voluntary evacuation. Following Hanna, of course, Category 4, Hurricane Ike, and Tropical Storm Josephine. President Bush has decided on a way to try to punish Russia for its invasion of Georgia. He will cancel a once-celebrated deal for civilian nuclear cooperation between the U.S. and Russia. Relations between the U.S. and Russia already are chilly, nearly at Cold War-like freezes. But this planning is underway at the White House. They say it is largely symbolic, but still important to Russia. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
The world calls us small business owners, but really,
there's nothing small about us. We have big ideas.
We see huge potential. We have
larger-than-life expectations, which is why we
and millions of other business owners use Visa Business.
Because we do business with a great big world and no other card.
No other card.
No other card is more accepted by it.
Visa Business, used for big ideas. Visit visa.com/smallbusiness.
Here at Econo Lodge and Roadway Inn Hotels, we're giving you triple choice privileges points and you don't even have to lift a finger. Well, maybe just one finger. I mean, you got to book at choicehotels.com, which involves clicking a mouse. But we promise you won't even break a sweat. So this fall, start earning free nights faster. Book your stay at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE to get triple points starting with your second stay. We'll see you there.
Reservations must be made at choicehotels.com or 800-4-CHOICE at qualifying rates. Valid 9-1 through 11-30-08. See choicehotels.com for details.
Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick.
Live from San Francisco, the Peter B. Collins Show, the antidote to right-wing talk radio. He's thoughtful, well-informed, and brings you views and voices you don't hear in the corporate media. Here's another slice of Peter B.'s America.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, and I remain your humble host, Mr. Collins, if you wish, but just call me Peter. I don't really care for Pete, but Peter works fine. You can join the conversation this hour as we talk about military and veterans issues with our favorite contributor, Scott Dick. My toll-free number is 888-5-PETER-B, and I just paid the bill today, so I'm paying for your call. 888-573-8372. And before we introduce Major Scott Dick, I wanted to share with you the instant tune that Roy Zimmerman composed for John McCain's vice presidential pick. It's called Sarah Pale in Comparison.
McCain chose a running mate. He chose the most qualified. Because he looked at his short list and said, she's the least tall and bad. Had to predict which one he'd have picked. She's the one. Sarah Pale in Comparison. She's been 20 long months as Alaska's governor, 9 of those months with a bun in the oven. Her publicist said she was tested and read in a run. Sarah Palin comparison. It's a beautiful day. Okay. Condoleezza Rice is saying thank you so much, and sincerely I know Hillary's so full of admiration. She's a vicious Precious attack dog and Miss Congeniality. Cause I know what the VP does, but that's a technicality. Glad to be in the race, just to visit new places like Washington.
That's Roy Zimmerman's ode to Sarah Palin, and he wrote that on the road from Denver to Minneapolis-St. Paul. Quite a guy. He was there with us at the Obama Stadium coronation last Thursday and sent in this tune on Tuesday. What a fast turnaround kind of guy he is. And Roy Zimmerman's real name is Roy Zimmerman. Bob Dylan's real name is Robert Zimmerman. And, wow, that's a little uncanny how he's channeling Dylan there. Scott Dick joins us now. He is our regular contributor on military and veterans stuff, served in the Marine Corps, retired from the Army at the rank of major. And he's majorly worked up about John McCain's VP pick. She's just one heartbeat away, and she'd be commander-in-chief, Scott. Isn't that thrilling?
Yeah, that's thrilling. I can't imagine. I can imagine. That's why it makes it so disheartening. I think John McCain's done, he's exposed his true judgment, and this is, he's been saying that this is all about experience and judgment, and this proves the point, and he's dead wrong. He might as well have said, look, she's a nobody from no place with no experience, but she looks great, and she'll round out the ticket.
Well, and she's an attack dog. I mean, what she proved last night is that she will say anything. She'll read any script that's put in front of her. And she's not self-conscious at all about her lack of experience as she attacks Senator Obama. It's quite breathtaking.
It's very interesting. And to watch the right-wing nuts spin her choice. And the rumor is that the Republican, the religious rights, the religious voters were going to stage a rebellion in at the National Convention. And that's the only reason he didn't get his first pick, which was Joe Lieberman. So much for him being a maverick. He stood up to no one during this entire fight, the same as she has stood up to no one. And immediately the media painted her as a maverick and a reformer. Both are exceed the limits of any kind of incredulity for me, anyway. I haven't found any place. She raised sales taxes in her hometown before she left. I don't know what they're talking about as far as a reformer.
Well, there are quite a few issues here that directly contradict the representations that she has made in the past week, Scott. Number one, pardon me, as we know, she supported the Bridge to Nowhere, the Ketchikan $400 million bridge that would serve less than 100 people, until it became politically unpopular. And then, when it was clear that the money was going to be yanked anyway, she said thanks but no thanks to Congress. You pointed out that when she was mayor, she claims to have, been a small government type, but she increased taxes. She increased the budget for the town. She built a sports center that is now a drain on the town's finances. And she got a bunch of earmark money out of Washington that was way out of proportion with the 5,000 residents. The number 7,000 is used to make it seem a little bigger. But while she was mayor, there were about 5,000, 5,500 people living in Wasilla.
Right. I find that so interesting. You just go to the website and you see how the right-wing media has spun this. First they said 67. Now I've seen as high as 9,500. And if you listen to Karl Rove, it's the second largest city in Alaska. Dang, I thought Fairbanks was the second largest city, if not Anchorage. So it's not even close. 5,500. And the mayor that took her place is cut from the same cloth. She put in her budget report that Wasilla was one of the fastest growing, get this, Peter, one of the fastest growing cities in the nation, Alaska and the United States.
Great.
Now, I grew up in a town when I was a kid, it was 35, and now it's 300,000. So the reason is that she's good with numbers. She said, well, it's increased 80%. It's all in their budget. It's on the web. Anybody can go it. Look, that town is fits in Central Park, Peter. It's 700 acres, and so is Central Park.
Mm-hmm.
And so the idea that this gave her executive experience is worse than laughable. And as 20 months as governor of Alaska, and that's how she's gained her foreign policy experience. As Cindy McCain said, well, it's right next door to Russia.
Well, and this is fascinating the way it is spun. I heard Newt Gingrich on TV last night, and Rudy Giuliani had this in the talking points of his speech, where they focus exclusively on the fact that her limited experience has been as a mayor and a governor. Therefore, she has executive experience. And it is fair to say that none of the other people running, all members of the United States Senate, have that experience. But by saying that Obama doesn't have executive experience and then therefore is less qualified, they're actually arguing that she's more qualified than her own running mate, John McCain.
Well, it defies reason, but now, since when do the Republicans need reason, Peter? They're not engaged in it. I said last night on my show, they live in a parallel universe where, in fact, black is white and white is black and up is down and down is up. And if anybody tells them that, wait, down is down, then it's a sexist attack on a mother of five and it's not unfair. But if you listen to Carla Fiorina during the before the Democratic convention, it was like, you know, quit. Even Sarah Palin said this, Hillary Clinton should stop whining. You know, if she's going to run with the big dog, she needs to act like a big dog. And now what do? They pull that out immediately to defend her and saying that Joe Biden, he's going to have to modify his stance his debating style because she's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
It's ridiculous. At so many levels, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous that it's so ridiculous, Peter. People are calling in saying this must be a head fake. This has to be a fake. She's going to withdraw, you know, the next day or two, and then they're going to pull in their real candidate. You know, that's how laughable this whole thing is.
Well, it is comical, but as you pointed out, the rational arguments that you and I spent a few minutes on don't mean diddly to Republican voters. They connect on these emotional issues that she's like me because she's pro-life, and the way they paraded...
Stop. We're all pro-life, Peter. She's pro-birth, and I'm working 24/7 to get people, especially progressives, to stop saying that. She is pro-birth. We're all pro-life. And if you look at the Republican Party, let's count up the death toll in Iraq and just say, oh, yeah, we're pro-life. No, they're pro-birth. Once they're birthed, you know, you're on your own, baby.
I accept your correction, and I'll try to modify my vocabulary.
Thank you.
But my point here is that last night they had their infant child up there on stage. Daddy held him for a while, and then Mommy held him for a while. And they are absolutely shameless in trotting out their children and using them as another rhetorical weapon in this campaign.
And isn't this a party of the stay-at-home mom? Isn't this a party that Phyllis Schlafly and the rest of those, the James Dobsons, the women should stay at home, and the Laura Schlesingers, you need to stay home and raise your kids and stay out of the political arena? Isn't this that party?
Well, next hour we're going to talk to Mark Dice. And Mark's been on our show once before because he is seeking the truth about 9/11, and I support that. But Mark's way out there. He's an evangelical Christian who has earned a fatwa, a death threat, from Michael Reagan, because of his comments about 9/11. But he has issued a statement that he'll talk about next hour that essentially says, as a Christian conservative, he believes Sarah Palin is a bad mom and that her first priority should be her family, not running for vice president. So I'm interested in hearing his comments. But James Dobson, you know, focus on the family. He controls family values. He has decided that he can now vote for McCain because a pro-birth candidate has been put on the ticket.
Up till Friday, Peter, that's how the evangelicals spoke. This is the total of hypocrisy. This is how they spoke. Up until the time she was named, that's exactly their stance. I'm surprised it didn't make it into the Republican platform. And so he is telling the truth. The rest of them are lying. These are the Republican Party is the party of the moral relativists. Something they've accused liberals and Democrats of for the last 20 years.
And that's why they accuse them, to try to deflect attention from their own moral relativism.
Exactly. And so it's an abomination. I don't care, you know, if I would be just as outraged if it was a man. It's not about sex. It's about the complete hypocrisy at so many different levels. And of course, remember, he didn't get his number one choice, which was Joe Lieberman. So much, like I said, so much for being a maverick, so much for standing up to the the party, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
And what's priceless, Scott, is that they're running against Washington, where McCain has been ensconced for more than 20 years and where the Republicans have been in control almost consistently since 1994. It's amazing how they can spin it. We're going to take a break and return with Scott Dick, and you're invited to join the conversation. Toll free, it's 888-5-PETER-B. You dial 1-383-8372. You prefer to email? I'll read it. Send it to peter@peterbcollins.com.
You're listening to the new KRXA 540. Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
And this is Paul at the Pilgrim's Way Community Bookstore.
Have you heard about the events at Pilgrim's Way and the Secret Garden? Maybe too late? Our events include workshops, lectures, and book signings by recognizable and well-known authors locally, nationally, and internationally on a wide range of topics.
Don't miss another chance. You can receive Pilgrim's Way event announcements personally by going to pilgrimsway.com and click on Events to subscribe to the private email service listed. An event calendar is also posted on the Pilgrim's Way community bulletin board inside the bookstore for your convenience. Support independence. Come in and pick up a free KRXA bumper sticker. We're on Dolores Street between 5th and 6th in downtown Carmel.
Or give us a call at 624-4955.
Does it seem like the service is lacking at most service stations? Not at Mid-Valley Valero and Shell on Carmel Valley Road. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell offer complete auto repair, smog inspections, major brand tires, 30, 60, and 90,000 mile service checks, complete brake work, and fix any electrical problems. They even provide environmentally friendly auto detailing. Mid-Valley Valero and Shell use only the highest quality original and aftermarket auto parts. Call Mid-Valley Valero and Shell at 831-624-0722. That's 624-0722. Remember, for all your automobile needs, only Mid-Valley Valero and Shell will do. Locally owned, Mid-Valley Valero and Shell. Putting the service back in service stations.
Good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. We'll start in Carmel. Actually, a lot of problems in Carmel right now. Haddon Road at Mountain View Avenue. Vehicle backed into a construction vehicle. CHP is on the way to take a report. Carmel Valley Road westbound at Carmel Knowles Drive. We had reports of a two-car crash there. At one point, the westbound lane was shut down to get those cars moved out of there. That may have created a residual delay. Also, Carmel Valley Road at Rio Vista Drive. Pretty serious injury crash there. Two cars. That's in the final clearing stages as well. In Salinas, both directions, 101 between Spence Road and Airport Boulevard. Various lanes shut down for installation of a new concrete barrier, and that may cause delays. This is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Do you know a new study from Carfax shows that a number of salvaged cars for sale in the United States has more than doubled? Ask your used car dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. If you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
This is how we do it. La, 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 la.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. Scott Dick is with me, our contributor on military and veterans issues. And if you have a question, a comment, or a topic you want to bring up, dial in right now if you still dial, or just punch in the number on your fancy phone at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. And, Scott, you know, for me, one of the most amazing things about this nomination and the way the Republicans have rallied around her is that we now have a sex bubble, a gender bubble, around the vice presidential candidate, and there's the POW bubble around John McCain. It was sickening to hear the lathered-on rhetoric from both Palin and Rudy Giuliani, neither of which has ever worn a military uniform. And they were just, you know, laying it on so thick about McCain, about his status as a POW. And it really seems that they are hoping to kind of immunize their candidates from any tough questions by using these tactics, the POW for McCain and the sex issue for the VP.
Well, I refer to McCain as the McCain POW, 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 just like we used to refer to Giuliani as 911, 911, 911.
Mm-hmm.
McCain has turned it into a joke. A lot of POWs out there that served as honorably and as heroically as he did. And for the Republicans to say, Giuliani to say that he wasn't broken is an outright lie. McCain admitted to making statements under torture. And so they continue to lie. I mean, it was bad enough as it was. They don't have to lie to make it better. They could tell the truth, and it would be strong as far as, you know, his character at the time. But what I've said, Peter, is what if he, you know, when you have a life-changing event, like a car accident or cancer or becoming a POW, what you do after that defines you as a person. And he's done nothing more than anybody else has ever done. In other words, I've seen nothing special in his conduct since then that would let you say, look, before that, he was a POW, he was a hothead, you know, he was a smart aleck, he was kind of a punk. But after he came home from being a POW, he was a changed man, and he's a completely different person. Well, we can't, he's just like everybody else as far as guys. You know, his wife gets crippled and gets old and gets fat, he gets a new one, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. He's done nothing to show me that, you know, this was a life-changing event for him and that he is really completely different. And instead we have the Phil Butlers of the world coming on and saying, you know, he's a changed guy since we knew him 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And the Colonel Terry saying he's a shell of the – he's a pandering, you know, vote-sucking Republican politician. It's not the McCain we knew even 10 years ago.
And Dr. Phil Butler, who was on our show yesterday, is featured in a new video that you can see at Robert Greenwald's site. That's bravenewfilms.org.
Peter, can I make one more point about...
Yeah, and I've got one, too. Go ahead.
You know, you've had the author of The Wrecking Crew, the great book, and it was an excerpt in part of it in Harper's.
Mm-hmm.
He made the point in one paragraph that I just find so ludicrous, that Bush thinks of himself and the Republicans as outsiders still to this day.
Oh, yeah.
They think of themselves as outsiders.
Well, in this whole campaign, they're running against Washington. Washington is broken, and John McCain's been there, you know, watching it break for 25 years.
She said, she's been part of the process of breaking it. And she said something, she talked about big government liberals. Like, who? She can't point to any. It's a slogan. She is a candidate of slogans, and he's a candidate of past experiences that have absolutely no relevance in 2008. There's been too many intervening events. He wants us to forget about the Keating Five. He wants to forget about his marital infidelities. He wants to forget about him voting against Veterans Affairs and say, I was a POW. That makes me special. No,
yeah.
It doesn't, John. It's what you do after you're a POW that makes you special.
And, Scott, what we need to really push the spineless corporate media on is to demand news conferences. We need to see Governor Palin grilled by some good reporters about the gaps in her knowledge. I want to hear her talk about Iraq. I want to hear her talk about Afghanistan and Iran in her own words, not a speech that was written by Steve Schmidt or some other Republican goon.
They're never going to let that happen, Peter. You know, I'm not sure if you're familiar, but, you know, the other night, John McCain was supposed to be on Larry King Live, and he pulled it because Campbell Brown was so mean to his spokesperson, Tucker, whatever his last name is.
Well, and Campbell Brown's married to a guy who works in the White House.
Yeah, bag. You know, she's what, all of a, of the non, she's not like a Lyle, or Wiley who spits and froths and raises her voice. She was just asking him to make, you know, to point to one decision that Palin has made that makes, that in the National Guard makes her commander in chief, and he couldn't do it. And McCain, this is so like when that 90-pound Irish reporter interviewed Bush, and she just wasn't accepting his drivel.
Right, I
they made
that.
A complaint to the government of Ireland. For
Scott Dick, we'll continue in just a moment here on the PBC show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
America's Working Mom. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network from the Republican Convention. I remember that once upon a time, the values voters lamented that America was becoming depraved. Two-job couples ignoring their kids, unmarried girls getting pregnant. It was a campaign to turn back feminism, get the mom to stay at home, get the girl to take virginity pledges. But did you see the way the values voters reacted to Sarah Palin last night? They didn't just cheer her. They embraced her. They had Palin power banners and I Love Sarah pins with pink hearts. She is now the female face of the Republican Party, a community-minded working mom who can raise five kids and have a career, an American family not embarrassed or ashamed that their oldest daughter is pregnant out of wedlock. Far from it. Her boyfriend sat in the audience with the family. It's the plot of Juno come to life. No talk about America's sexual depravity, no Murphy Brown speeches scolding unwed mothers. And on unions, Republicans used to shy away from unions, but Sarah Palin described her husband as a proud member of the Steelworkers Union. Not a reluctant member who thinks his dues are a ripoff, but a proud member of a union that believes in protecting its members' jobs. And a union, by the way, that's endorsed Barack Obama. Palin's critics have said she's against equal pay for equal work, but the moment she accepts the same pay as previous male vice presidents, she'll be making a clear statement that if you do the same job as a man, you should get the same pay, regardless of previous education or experience. So, Democrats, come on. A win is a win, even if it happens because the other team decided to run the ball into its own end zone. Now this.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, and hackers invade your business every day through email, instant messaging, web browsing, and your company's website. With no software to install and no per-user license fees, Barracuda Network Firewalls are easy to set up and affordable. Do what 50,000 other companies have done. Reclaim your network with a Barracuda Network Firewall. For a free evaluation unit, call Barracuda Networks, 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or go online to barracuda.com.
This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale here to tell you about Monta Vista Wine and Spirits on Soledad Drive in Monterey. It's family-owned for over 40 years. They have all the best wines. It's the real deal. With a high-end liquor selection, it's all there. And if you have a special request, they'll take care of it for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits is open every day 9 to 9. Call ahead. Your order will be waiting for you. Monta Vista Wine and Spirits, 19 Soledad Drive by Del Monte Center in Monterey. Reminds you to please drink responsibly.
Hi, I'm Ginger.
And I'm Jay. And we'd like to personally invite you to our family restaurant, A Pizza Paradise.
Try one of our signature pizzas or calzones, such as Jamaican Me Crazy or Wild Mushroom Dreams.
We also offer sandwiches, salads, rice plates, and irresistible homemade desserts by Ginger.
So come relax in our tropical surf-themed restaurant and top off your meal with draft beer from Kona Brewing Company, fresh-brewed Hawaiian coffee, or Lappert's ice cream.
Located in the Marina Village Center at 215 Reservation Road in Marina. We have been recognized by Monterey County food critics Mike Hill and Melissa Snyder as locals' favorite, best for families, and much more.
Call 582-9149 or visit our website at apizzaparadise.net.
It's a pizza paradise where your pizzas are bigger, better, and bolder.
That's 582-9149.
Nine p.m. Saturdays, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss people. Quantum minds find the relevance in all of God's creation. Join us with notable guests, Admiral Hyman G. Rickover, father of American nuclear navy, Albert Einstein, Robert John Kennedy, from the perspective of the quantum mind, the Bob Oliver Show, The Quantum Link, Saturday, 9 p.m. on KRXA 540.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show. He's smart, funny, well-informed, opinionated, and mild-mannered, except when he's not. Welcome to Peter B.'s America.
John McCain, Sarah Palin, they will say anything. It doesn't have to be related to the truth. If it's a good attack line that'll win applause, they'll say it. Continue with Scott Dick, our contributor on military and veterans issues. Lines open if you'd like to chime in. 888-5 Peter B. That's 888-573-8372. Scott, do I have you?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. We just got some dial tones or some touch tones in there.
I don't know where that's coming from. It's not this end.
Okay.
Peter, you want to talk about, what next before we should go there, I guess?
Well, if you have something else, what I want to talk about is Pakistan and the incursion by U.S. forces across the Afghan border.
Well, I just want to finish up just one little topic. That is her street cred as a, you know, with commander-in-chief experience of the National Guard. There's 3,600 troops in the entire National Guard in Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a severe staffing problem, so much so a memo was written that it's there are something like 600 troops short. So she's, I'm not sure they want to go here, but if they do, we can certainly help them out.
Well, and they have not been able to define one instance where she acted as commander-in-chief, issued an order, deployed them, or anything of that sort. So it's a title only. And again, to claim these distinctions for McCain's VP when he doesn't hold the same credentials like Obama and Biden is really, you know, very narrowly framed and only works with the people who are predisposed to believe her.
Of course, of course. And this is the whole, she's got a personnel crisis in the Guard, and, you know, she hasn't done anything about it. Apparently she's, of course, she's not in charge. The general that does it, he does day-to-day operations. You know, that's the normal way, and it's certainly not an issue like in California, for example. But anyway.
And one more item while I just can't resist, because I generally do not cite items that I see at the check stand in a tabloid publication. But the National Enquirer was correct about John Edwards and his dalliance with the woman, and we still don't know who the father of that baby is. But it's interesting because we've already seen that the McCain-Palin campaign responded vigorously when bloggers raised questions about who the father of Trigg is and who the mother is, in fact, whether it was the governor or her daughter. And that proceeded to cause them to reveal, oh, no, Bristol is pregnant. She's 5 months pregnant. Now, if that five-month number is true, then she clearly could not have given birth this past April. But the questions linger. And now the Enquirer has announced that they are going forward with a story alleging that Sarah Palin had an affair with one of her husband Todd Palin's business partners. And I know there's a failed car wash in the family in, I think, Anchorage or Juneau that they started over the last couple of years, and it went belly up. So I don't know where all this will lead. But one thing is very clear, and that is John McCain did not know this woman, did not know her history in any detail before he took the leap and named her as his VP.
And that's what we're talking about as far as judgment. In fact, Peter, the car wash was shut down by the state of Alaska, and what's interesting, the shutdown notice came with her signature on the letterhead, which, you know, people just find irresistibly humorous. So it's, he didn't vet her. He doesn't want to talk about it anymore. They're not answering questions about the vetting process, and what he's exposed is his complete lack of judgment in making important decisions when it comes to, you know, somebody pointed out, if he thinks she's qualified to be to replace him, he must not think much about the responsibilities of being president.
Well, or the risk of his not surviving 4 years as president.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he wouldn't have to. He would, you know, he wouldn't be around to pick up the pieces.
Right. Yeah. He would leave us a legacy.
So speaking of picking up the pieces, John McCain swore he would never invade our ally Pakistan.
And now U.S. forces in hot pursuit crossed over from the Afghan side into Jalal Khel, K-H-E-L, which is a town hard by the Afghan-Pakistani border. And just for reference, in case John McCain's listening and he's got his geography problems, we're talking about the very eastern border of Afghanistan, which touches the very western border of the northwest frontier province of Pakistan. And this is, of course, an issue of some contention because both the U.S. and Afghan leaders have argued that the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are hunkered down in this rural portion of Pakistan, and that Pakistan continues to respond inadequately. And so yesterday there was an event. Reportedly 20 civilians were killed. The U.S. is disputing that. But this is another one of those incidents that does run the risk of raising tensions and widening the conflict.
Well, what happens to me, what seems to me, Peter, is you have a democratically elected government in Pakistan that is much more moderate than the one from Pervez Musharraf. And so what that does is that discredits them and creates an underlying foment among the radicals that they're actually standing for this. And so we're undermining this new democratically elected government by doing that. A commander that was a little smarter would have said, we can't do this right now until they get their feet on the ground and, come up with a strategy and a tactic for dealing with this area. But we didn't do that. You notice we never went into Pakistan when Musharraf was around.
We used some drones, but we did not put any boots on the ground that we know of.
Well, we certainly didn't send helicopters in there. And a helicopter, they can make the distinction, although some would argue it's not a difference, between an unmanned drone and a helicopter. You could actually fire a missile from the Afghan side into Pakistan and take out some bad guys. So technically, they hadn't crossed over. But when you go, a helicopter crosses the border, any country gets a little bit irate. If the Mexicans were to fly a helicopter into Texas, we'd be all upset.
Yeah, we would. Now, let me give you a quick account here of the action, according to the New York Times, published on Thursday. And they cite a Taliban commander and local residents. The latest attack was aimed at three houses in the village of Jalal Khel and near a known stronghold of the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, less than a mile from the border with Afghanistan. The Taliban commander said the attack took place close to a Pakistani military position on the border and killed 15, but the Pakistani military took no action. And according to that Taliban commander, three helicopters flew into the Pakistani side of the border, and one of them carrying soldiers landed. Soldiers who came out of the chopper opened fire on people in the village, while the other two helicopters hovered overhead. And so you're correct that this was a helicopter-based incursion. And in general, I'm not opposed to military efforts to flush out Taliban and Al-Qaeda leaders who are hunkered down in Pakistan. But I recognize the delicacy of this and the very fragile nature of the government that runs Pakistan right now. And it appears that, we're operating in a kind of cowboy way here. And to me, that could be very dangerous.
That sounds like a Delta raid to me. That had to be the best and the brightest that the U.S. military put together to go in, and they must have been watching that area closely and finally decided they need to go and take out some high-value targets, which the president said he would do. However, it doesn't change the fact that the French faced this in Vietnam in the 50s before they left. Well, in the 40s and the 50s, they would conduct a raid. Three or four local citizens would be killed in a crossfire, and the next day the propaganda machine by the Vietnamese would say 16, 20, 30, 40 people were killed, and it would get people excited all over the country. The French never got control of that, and it was one of the things that created this the outrage and supported the insurgency. We have not been able to get control of the information environment whatsoever in Afghanistan or Pakistan or in Iraq. And this is the kind of thing you could say, you know, if the Americans come back and say, look, only six civilians died. I mean, what's the difference? It's still we're killing civilians, and our target were military-approved targets.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the Afghanis are like, okay, well, it was six. At least they admit to killing, you know, innocent civilians, and the numbers disappear. It's something that the U.S. government, you know, and remember the propaganda minister for the U.S. in the Islamic world was who? Karen Hughes.
That's right. Yep, the loyal Bushy.
Who used to be a newscaster. I mean, that's where she's from, in Fort Worth. That's where she got all of her, you know, international experience. So Republicans are, you know, they're not shy about taking somebody who's totally unqualified and putting them in a job that is critical to the health and survival of our soldiers. And he puts Karen Hughes in there, who lasted, what, 18 months before she resigned because she was totally ineffective?
Yeah.
And so we have the problem with nobody actually looking at the information environment there and saying, you know, maybe we should let this Pakistani government get on its feet, make some decisions, and see where we can go. I'm not going to second guess them. Maybe they thought it was Osama bin Laden, and they went in that way.
Yeah. Well, Scott, an interesting story in the September edition of Harper's Magazine profiles of what are called human terrain teams. And these are small groups assembled by the military, but they're not all soldiers. Some of them are anthropologists, psychologists, interpreters, and people who understand local cultures. And they have inserted them in Iraq and Afghanistan to try to help the commanders understand the lay of the land and, in particular, the cultural issues that they face.
Oh, the human terrain team.
That's right.
I got it.
And Steve Featherstone, the author of that article, the journalist, was on with us yesterday. You can find the podcast at peterbcollins.com. But he offered some interesting observations, and that is that our military is trying to understand, the factors, how the Taliban plays in some of these communities. And the point I made to Steve was, well, I do appreciate that, and I think that's an important way to try to manage an occupation. But I said, you know, wouldn't it help if we stopped bombing weddings and killing civilians indiscriminately? And he said, oh, yeah, that would go a long, long way. And I think this is one of the critical issues that that's very interesting. Somebody's picking up that line there.
It's very strange, so. I know.
At any rate, it does show that we're aware of what we don't know and what we need to know. But these constant arguments over did we kill 90 civilians, including 50 children, or was it only 50, as you point out, we can't win those propaganda battles.
There's no possible way. It's losing proposition, and the human terrain team, and that they're there to look at the human terrain. I mean, they consider them to be human terrain. I mean, just that whole word, just not a command assistance team or a civilians on the battlefield kind of thing, but human terrain. I mean, it's so, and then who did they field that those groups with?
Well, in the article, Steve was required to identify them only by first name, so they're all covert.
Yeah, so, you know, did they come out of the CIA? Did they come out of, you know, Liberty University? Did they come out of the Department of Justice? I mean, this is a guy, remember that there's a big fake flap in the right-wing talking heads about the Pentagon firing a guy, and it turned out his contract was up, and he was a self-proclaimed Islamic expert, but he'd never even taken one class on Islamism, and he wasn't Islamic, and you know, that's the clips I played where they said that you know Islamicists had infiltrated the U.S. government. So they have these self-proclaimed experts, and if they're not, I mean, if they were really experts, Peter, why would they need interpreters? So right there, it calls the question: are they really? Or do they just want to be experts? I mean, you can't be an anthropological expert if you don't speak the language, and if you speak the language, you won't need an interpreter.
That's a very good point. We're going to take a break and continue with Scott Dick in just a moment. Lines are open, and we'll talk to Steve in just a moment at 888-5-PETER-B. That's 888-573-8372. You have found the Peter B. Collins Show. Now spread the word, please.
KRXA 540, Progressive Talk for Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz.
If
Good afternoon. Checking traffic on KRXA. We'll start in Carmel. Actually, a lot of problems in Carmel right now. Haddon Road at Mountain View Avenue. Vehicle backed into a construction vehicle. CHP is on the way to take a report. Carmel Valley Road westbound at Carmel Knowles Drive. We had reports of a two-car crash there. At one point, the westbound lane was shut down to get those cars moved out of there. That may have created a residual delay. Also, Carmel Valley Road at Rio Vista Drive. Pretty serious injury crash there. Two cars. That's in the final clearing stages as well. And Salinas, both directions, 101 between Spence Road and Airport Boulevard. Various lanes shut down for installation of a new concrete barrier, and that may cause delays. This is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Do you know a new study from Carfax shows that a number of salvaged cars for sale in the United States has more than doubled? Ask your used car dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. If you spot a traffic problem, give us a call, 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
The Carmel Valley Market is ideal for all of your grovery shopping. Carmel Valley residents can now easily access the tradition of service and quality made famous by the Higuera family at the Grove Market in Pacific Grove. The Carmel Valley Market features the finest selection of fresh local fruits and veggies, as well as a full-service old-fashioned meat counter with USDA choice cuts. And don't forget the deli with delicious fresh sandwiches made to order. The Carmel Valley Market is located at 2 Chambers Lane, just behind Wells Fargo in Carmel Valley Village. Let the Carmel Valley Market's professional staff meet all of your grocery needs. Stop by and say hello to Ian and Gary Higuera, members of Charlie's family.
Would you like to stop your taxes from paying for war? You can support the War Tax Option Act, which adds a checkbox to your tax form that stops your taxes from funding war. This frees up your tax money to pay for other vital programs that you care about. For more information, call 831-521-6042 or visit wartaxoption.org.
At Homescapes Carmel, we search far and near to find the best locally made, American-made, and imported furnishings the world has to offer. I'm Thompson Lang, and my brother Beau and I scour the globe to find unique, unusual, and unmatched merchandise to help you personalize your home and garden. We're proud to offer a variety of products such as cabinets, lamps, and vases made with bamboo, plantation teak, and other renewable and reclaimed resources. These items are beautiful, durable, and most of all, eco-friendly. So stop by Homescapes Carmel on the corner of 7th and Dolores, or visit homescapescarmel.com.
And the Peter B. Collins Show rolls on. It's 9 minutes in front of the hour. Scott Dick is with us here on the PBC show, and we're joined by Steve in Salinas. Hi, Steve. You're on the air.
Okay, good. I got some weird noise coming out of there. Yeah, I've got a question about McCain and his military service. As I understand, wasn't he shot down like five times before being captured?
No, he was involved in airplane crashes five times.
Does that raise any questions about his abilities as a pilot?
Apparently not, but you know, they say that any landing is successful if a guy walks away from it. You know, he had his wing torn off. That was number five, but there were four other ones he crashed before that.
Okay, without being hit by anything.
Yeah, no, he hit something.
He hit something.
Yeah, and he actually also did something that in 20 years later. Sorry, what resulted in a tragic accident. He was involved in clipping lions in Italy from flying too low. When we know that happened in the 90s, it killed like 27 Italians.
And Aviano, yeah.
And Aviano. So, you know, to say he's a hot dog, okay, he's a hot dog, but, you know, I don't care. And it's a big deal. I mean, to me, crashed four airplanes and was shot down once.
Does Cindy let him fly the corporate jet?
probably not. But, you know, Cindy, the reason she bought an airplane is because you can't drive around the state of Arizona. You have to fly. She said that in an interview. I played it a couple times. And I grew up in Arizona, and you know, all I can say is she's a damn liar.
Well,
I've driven through Arizona.
She's a child of privilege. That's what it really is.
So he crashed like four planes before he was shot down?
Yeah.
Okay, I think that people need to understand that maybe, and that should make him less of a hero, I think.
Well, and his daddy was an admiral who got him into the Naval Academy, and he misbehaved at Annapolis. He graduated eighth from the bottom of his class. And his, connection with the military is a legacy thing. It's because of his dad.
Not only that, Peter, but for him, I mean, we would be silent right now if we looked at his voting record and said, you know, McCain hates pork, but he has a 100% voting record for veterans and veteran spending, for, you know, getting people off the streets and into some kind of training. But he doesn't. He doesn't have anything like that. He has the worst voting record in the last 2 years in the entire Senate, according to the Disabled American Veterans. This isn't some new, you know, new age, anti-war, liberal vets group. These guys have been around for a long time. And to give him a D is, and then what does John McCain do, Peter? He lies about it. It says I have the best voting record of any senator. It's a complete lie.
Yes, it is, and the media doesn't really point it out correctly. Thank you, Steve. John in Carmel Valley's got more information about John McCain's flying record. Hi, John.
Hi, Peter and Scott. John McCain was involved in a huge accident on a Forrestal, probably 67, 68, 69, somewhere. I don't know the exact year.
68, I think.
What was a bomb on his plane either dropped off and ignited all kinds of fires. I think it killed 80 or 90 of the flight deck people.
Really?
It was terrible. Yeah, it was a massive accident. It was the Forrestal, because I know a little bit more than average about it because one of my friends was on board. He was not on the deck at the time. But he said it took them about 24 hours to get the fire out, and it's one of the great carrier mishaps.
Hmm.
It rivaled some of those big carrier problems when kamikazes, like the Ben Franklin, some of those terrible accidents that killed many men that were kamikaze caused during the Second World War.
But, John, I have looked at that a couple of times, and I really haven't researched, but I have not seen anything that said John McCain had anything to do with it. Matter of fact, what I saw was not even had anything to do with aircraft landing or taking off. It was a fire that started below decks and spread above. And he actually helped during the firefighting. Now, that's what I, in all fairness to McCain, I mean, that's what I read.
Check it again.
I'll check it again.
Do, because my friend insisted that McCain almost got killed and managed to jettison himself back away from the fire as it engulfed his plane.
All right, John, we'll look into that. I thank you for calling in today to alert us to the details, and we'll ferret that out and present it perhaps next week. Scott, just a minute remaining here, and I want to turn to an important development in Iraq, where the Maliki government, which is Shiite-controlled, is trying to take over these awakening councils, the folks who've been on the U.S. payroll for the last few years, the Sunnis, who we've been paying not to shoot Americans.
Right.
And this transition is fraught with difficulty because they're trying to merge them into the Iraqi military, which, of course, is heavily Shiite-dominated. And this could be one of the critical issues that causes the civil war to reignite in Iraq.
Well, the Sunni Awakening councils are under siege by the Shia government, and they're attempting to defund them. They're refusing to take over funding, so the Americans keep paying. When we leave, they'll be defunded. And, in fact, they want to disarm them. And if they do that, they've already sworn not to give up their weapons, that they will not go down without a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why that the senior generals are advising Bush not to take troops out of Iraq before June of next year. That just popped.
Yeah.
In the news.
Well, and sometime in the next few weeks, we're expecting the Petraeus Crocker Roadshow, where they'll tell us why they can't tell us when they're going to pull American troops out of Iraq.
But if you listen to them at the convention, they won the war in Iraq, so I don't get the deal, Peter.
Yep, it's victory. Thank you very much, Scott. Always a pleasure. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You're welcome, Peter. Anytime.
Scott Dick on the Peter B. Collins Show. Coming up next, a live report from Ari Melber in St. Paul at the Republican National Convention. And conservative Mark Dice criticizes Sarah Palin next hour, too.
Hi, it's Peter B., urging you to check out a new website, MendingAmerica.com, dedicated to mending the damage done to our American fabric by 8 years of George W. Bush. It looks like another T-shirt site, and it is, but look deeper. Read the stories represented in the T-shirts. Hear the message of hope that our fabric can be restored, and we can once more take pride in America. Mending America believes the mending must start with the American people. We must reconnect with the values and the courage that founded this country. Join in by clicking the words opening question at the top of the homepage and email your thoughts. Support this effort by buying the T-shirts and bumper stickers. Better yet, buy the note cards and send the word to Congress, the media, and your friends. America is on the mend and a bright future lies before us. Use the promo code Peter B in lowercase at mendingamerica.com and get a 15% discount. That's mendingamerica.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News, I'm Howard Arenstein, live at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul. In just a couple of hours now, John McCain will walk out on the new runway that's been built for him down on the floor of this basketball and hockey arena to address his convention in a town hall style among the delegates. Correspondent Dan Raviv has seen some excerpts from the speech.
Campaign officials say McCain will not be so combative, that means not so directly anti-Obama, compared with running mate Governor Sarah Palin last night. A few advance quotes released by McCain's team focus on fixing problems in Washington, D.C. He'll issue a warning to the old big spending, do nothing, me first, country second crowd in D.C. that change is coming.
I spoke here to Orson Swindle, who shared a cell with McCain as POWs at the infamous Hanoi Hilton.
When you think back to when you were in Vietnam with Senator McCain, did you ever think in the year 2008 you'd be sitting here with him being nominated for president?
No, most of what we were thinking about back in those days were getting back to our families and getting back in a cockpit and flying airplanes again.
But he said even back then they spoke about change.
We talked at length about this, and we said we will be involved. We will not let that happen again. So who's been the biggest proponent of letting our troops win this time instead of pulling the rug? John McCain.
Republicans are getting ready to welcome him here as their presidential candidate. I'm Howard Arenstein, live in St. Paul. More CBS News now from Harley Carnes.
Barack Obama campaigning in York, Pennsylvania today.
Through two nights in which they have not talked about a single idea that would actually make your lives a little bit better.
Not a fun day on Wall Street.
Financial stocks are down. Consumer stocks are down. Tech stocks are down. Healthcare down. There are a very few bright lights in this market.
Financial analyst Michael Farr, the Dow fell nearly 345 points, NASDAQ down almost 75. One bright spot, oil prices down another dollar and a half below 108 a barrel. Ignominious day for Detroit's Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick. His plea deal sends him to jail for 4 months, takes his job, and fines him $1 million.
I want to emphasize tonight that I take full responsibility for my own actions.
4 years in prison for former lobbyist Jack Abramoff.
Abramoff's misdeeds were numerous, from paying off members of Congress with golf junkets and free meals to ripping off Indian tribes he lobbied for. He was closely associated with the top Republican leaders in Congress, including Tom DeLay, and contributed to their fall from power. His sentence was less harsh than it could have been because his cooperation helped the FBI prosecute many others, including former Ohio Congressman Bob Ney and several members of the Bush administration.
CBS's Bob Fuss in Washington. Iowa City police say they had no real trouble catching a man using a stolen credit card when he signed his own name to one of the receipts. This is CBS News.
Ours for Richmond, the bubble race before the chase to the NASCAR Sprint Cup begins.
Yes, R stands for a lot of things, but if R is going to represent any one thing, it's the race that decides the final spots at the Chase Field.
With apologies to Rock and Roll and Richard Petty.
Let's be real. R stands for Richard Petty first, Rock and Roll second, Richmond third, which isn't bad. A top three finish is pretty respectable.
The NASCAR Sprint Cup is on ABC. Coverage begins Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern with the Chevy Rock and Roll 400 at Richmond.
How to give yourself goosebumps. Step 1. Try reading something scary, something like your energy bill. Step 2. Try something not scary. Go to the Home Depot right away. Get a new energy-efficient ceiling fan and save up to 15% a year on your heating and cooling bills. Step 3. Enjoy your stylish new ceiling fan, your easy savings, and your resulting goosebumps.
The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. See store for details.
So you take drugs for arthritis and your system gets weaker and a fungus gets you. CBS's Barry Bagnato says the FDA is requiring stronger warnings.
The FDA became concerned after reviewing 240 reports of a dangerous fungal infection commonly found in the Mississippi and Ohio River valleys. In at least 21 cases, doctors didn't recognize it quickly. 12 patients died. Warnings will be strengthened for 4 drugs used primarily for arthritis: Cimzia, Enbrel, Humira, and Remicade. They tamp down immune responses, exposing patients to possible infection.
One of the prime peacekeeping tools in prisons is television, and TVs go digital in the middle of next February, so prison officials all across America are scrambling to get them installed, lest their TV rooms go dark and restive. For prison officials, the TV, they say, gives inmates a sense of outside contact, a way to while away some hours, and it works as a good bargaining chip for better behavior. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
The contagious virus that causes warts can be spread by contact.
Dude, where you been?
Hey!
And it can happen in an instant. Want to stop warts just as fast?
W!
Fast-acting Compound W Freeze-Off. Unlike liquid wart removers that can take time to work, Compound W Freeze-Off's deep penetrating action works to destroy the wart in as little as one application. And that's why the W is the one moms trust. W! Fast-acting Compound W. The wart stops here. Use as directed.
I was talking to my doctor, and he asked me what medications I'm taking.
Taking notes next time. There is so much
information. Is the key to good health. And with the Aetna online personal health record, test results, diagnoses, and new prescriptions are scanned and can alert you to potential conflicts, helping you and your doctor make better informed decisions.
Helping me better understand
my health.
Learn more about the personal health record at Aetna.com. We want you to know. Aetna.
The personal health record is offered by Aetna Life Insurance Company and should not be used as the sole source of information about the member's medical history.
Live, unscripted, and unrehearsed, of course. It's the unpredictable Peter B. Collins Show, originating from that dangerous liberal enclave, San Francisco. Call in anytime toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and add your voice to Peter B.'s America.
This just into the Peter B. Collins Show. Jack Abramoff has received an additional 4 years of federal prison time for corruption. He got off easy.
Sometimes you start feeling poor, lost, and lonely. Then you find it's all been in your mind. Sometimes you think someone is the one and only.
Until I want to hear your comments here in the free speech zone. 888-5 Peter B is our toll-free number. We'll go to your calls shortly here. 888-573-8372. But I want to touch base with reporter Ari Melber, who is in St. Paul, Minnesota, covering the Republican National Convention for The Nation magazine and other publications that he freelances for, including The Washington Independent. And if you go to WashingtonIndependent.com, he's posting there several times a day, it seems. Ari, welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Peter. And I have my eye on it, but I actually did not make it out to St. Paul.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, thanks.
I'm not. You know, a safe distance is always a good idea.
Well, thank you for your truthiness. It always helps. So you did post an item after you watched Sarah Palin's speech last night. Let me give you first my reaction. It reminded me of 1968. When Richard Nixon, a deeply unpopular president behind a war that was no longer popular, reached in and plucked an obscure governor of Maryland to be his running mate, purely for one reason, because he was a vicious attack dog. His name was Spiro Agnew, and he left office in disgrace about halfway through that first term. But he was very effective with his alliteration and his willingness to attack shamelessly. And I saw, you know, Sarah Palin as an updated Spiro Agnew, reading the talking points that had been written for her, delivering them with zest and zing, and oblivious to the hypocrisy and inconsistencies of many of the charges that she was leveling.
Yeah, look, she was very effective, I would say, at withering attacks of Barack Obama. I mean, that speech was in many ways all about Barack Obama. She spoke about her family. She told a story about her sense of grievance and her sense of an immediate battle with the media. But more than anything, she told a very different narrative about Barack Obama. She lied about him and she lied about herself. But politically, for people who don't know all the facts, it was quite a performance.
It was, and interestingly enough, she didn't dip into the evangelical material about abortion, about how the war in Iraq is God's task. Maybe she's saving that for her intimate encounter with James Dobson. But it was interesting that, you know, she basically was up there to praise McCain, to talk very little about herself and her own experience, and just to level a lot of smarmy, snarky, nasty charges against Obama, many of which bear very little relation to the truth.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, Peter, I think I lost you for a second there. So
okay, well, you're back with me. We are connected, so you can have
good.
That confidence. What I was saying was that, you know, she was very comfortable. A little nervous at first, but she settled in after the applause started to come for these applause lines. And I think that she was very well set up by Rudy Giuliani's speech, which was a repetition of a lot of his favorite attack lines from the primary campaign.
Yeah, and she doesn't have any problem with hypocrisy. That much is clear. I mean, here is someone who's new on the national scene and is trying to at once defend herself from legitimate questions about her qualifications for the presidency, while at the same time turning around and making very similar charges against Barack Obama. I mean, she's complaining that he hasn't written any bills, and he has written some bills that have been co-authored and some bills that have passed, so that was also inaccurate. But I don't know that she is in charge of any great pieces of legislation from the governor's office or anything like that. So she does seem to fail her own test. But again, it wasn't about truth or consistency. It was about a whole series of memorable slashing attacks on the Democratic nominee.
And the corporate media seemed to just be impressed with her ability to deliver this slime. And I saw very little effort to square what she said with the truth or the record.
Yeah, I mean, what I wrote in my piece for The Nation was that she got up there and in her introductory remarks to the country, she lied about saying she fought earmarks and fought the infamous Bridge to Nowhere, which became this sort of symbol of corrupt Washington spending, which John McCain, I think, to his credit, has a longstanding record against that kind of government spending. It's not even really an ideological issue when you think about it. And she got up there and lied and claimed to be against it. She was for the Bridge to Nowhere. And any reporter worth their salt should be able to point that out to the audience and say, well, no matter how much you like the delivery, it was a pack of lies.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about the socialism in Alaska? There is this huge, this huge transfer of wealth from oil companies to the citizens, the taxpayers. And Sarah Palin actually increased that that dole dramatically.
That's right. I mean, Palin was behind a $1.5 billion annual tax program that was essentially a hike, although it did have distributed benefits. She she also, while mayor of her small town, raised sales taxes by 25% for government services. These are things, by the way, that Democrats are usually attacked for.
Yeah.
She is not, of course, defending them or trying to open up some new dialogue about a different form of Republican government. She's just pretending it doesn't exist and accusing Barack Obama of the one who wants to raise taxes. So, again, it was just, I mean, I haven't seen a nomination speech like that in a while that is so thoroughly false. I mean, we're used to Dick Cheney spinning intelligence. We're less used to people nakedly lying about aspects of their own recent biography.
So what's your counsel to the Democrats on how to respond? Because she's clearly using her sex in the way that Hillary Clinton and her supporters did toward the end of the primary campaign. And they're pushing back on issues that don't relate to sexism or misogyny, but claiming that umbrella as a protective bubble.
Well, you know, we're in a big, loud political environment, a lot more voices and a lot more opportunity for people to say stupid things. Palin's defenders have pointed to this article by Sally Quinn that was questioning whether she should be running for vice president or taking care of her kids. Well, I think the Republicans are right, or anyone would be right, to disagree with that. That's a stupid, sexist attack. But it's not an attack coming from Barack Obama or even a Democratic figure. It's coming from someone in the media. And so I think the Democrats have to be very clear about drawing the lines between what they'll take responsibility for, you know, their own actions, and what is out there that they don't control, which is a media that can be very unfair to a lot of people for a lot of reasons. But they cannot pull punches against Sarah Palin. She got up last night and made devastating and often false attacks. I think they have to return fire. One thing they can say is, the only job she's proven she's ready for is Karl Rove's job. She's a, you know, a dissembling, negative political operative. She didn't prove herself ready to be president. She didn't even try to talk about things that the president does. And with someone at the top of the ticket who's 72 and has unfortunately battled cancer before, it's as relevant as ever whether she's ready. She hasn't done a thing to show us that.
Ari Melber from TheNation.com and also The Washington Independent with us here on the Peter B. Collins Show. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned this issue about her role as a mother and whether her political career conflicts with that, because Rudy Giuliani tried to inoculate against that charge last night by just saying how unfair and how nobody would ever ask a man that. But after you sign off here, Ari, in the next segment, we're going to talk to an evangelical Republican named Mark Dice, who has raised this issue. He says from his point of view that Palin should be putting her family first, even before country first, the slogan there in St. Paul. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out and if the, you know, pro-family values trump her political career.
Yeah, I mean, I think the problem for them with the family is, like the Bridge to Nowhere, like her remarks on taxes, there is a rank hypocrisy out here for anyone who wants to review the facts. They say that the family should be off limits, that it's a private matter. My personal opinion is I do agree that the families should not be such a central issue in our politics, but at the very same time, they hypocritically bring them out in the tarmac, bring them up on stage and make them a political tool for their own election. So it's a hard line to walk. Now, I'm not saying that means that these minors, you know, which is what they are, they're under 18, deserve any extra scrutiny, but they are being dragged on stage by their mom. So that is a relevant and hypocritical piece of how everyone deals with covering the family.
And the Down syndrome baby was a prop. Passed around from dad to mom to one of the kids. I mean, I just really felt that was shameless as I watched. Let's talk to Josh in Salinas. He's got a comment for us. Go ahead, Josh.
You know, I just wanted to say that I'm not buying this was a good delivery. So it's like a terrible delivery. You know, she's not as obviously learning disabled as Bush. But, no, it was a really bad delivery. It seemed phony. She was saying lies, and it looked like she was telling lies, and she looks really happy with herself, but, you know, everyone says she's pretty. She doesn't look like a pretty person or attractive person. She looks like a mean person with regular features.
All right. Ari, you want to respond to that?
I mean, again, I don't think it matters how attractive she is. I suppose if what we mean is, will voters evaluate her differently by the fact that she, you know, is considered an attractive woman, I think it's probably a plus. I agree with the caller that she was mean-spirited. I would point out that 37 million people tuned in. So right there, the McCain campaign is benefiting politically because they're getting way more interest than they normally do for his speeches, which tend to be very boring and poorly delivered,
yeah,
or for the other running names they were floating. So I do think there's a tendency here to count out the McCain strategy a little too early. They seem to be getting a lot of what they wanted out of this, shaking up the race, getting a second look from independent voters and women over 50, whether they supported Hillary or not, and getting better audience traffic, which is a part of building support.
And finding a way to attack the African-American historic ceiling breaker campaign. We got to take a break. Ari, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again real soon.
You bet. Have a good one.
Ari Melber, he writes at thenation.com and thewashingtonindependent.com. Stay tuned for more, and I'll talk with you on the Free Speech Zone coming up ahead. 888-5-PETER-B is my toll-free number, The Peter B. Collins Show. You're listening to the new KRXA 540.
Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 1584 Del Monte is locally owned and operated by the May family and features delicious, authentic, inexpensive Mandarin and Cantonese food prepared to order every day. The May family invites you to savor authentic Chinese dishes like congee and juk at Jim's Restaurant, 1584 Del Monte in Seaside. Jim's specials are still $5.75 for lunch and $6.75 for dinner per person. Stop by 1584 Del Monte or call 394-5117. Don't forget, Jim's is tops for takeout and catering too. Call Jim's Restaurant in Seaside at 394-5117.
Do you wish your dentist listened to you? Dr. Daniel Turner has been practicing dentistry in Monterey for 33 years, and he specializes in listening to his patients. For Dr. Daniel Turner, the most important aspect of good dentistry takes place long before you open your mouth. Dr. Turner interviews every new patient so that he'll understand what is important to you. And because Dr. Turner cares about you and your concerns and feelings, he provides outstanding care for your teeth. Dr. Turner's caring attitude and professional manner extend to his entire staff. Karen, Sally, Christy, and Nikki are always courteous and efficient. So if you're looking for a Monterey dentist who listens and who cares, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. That's 831-375-1112. Dr. Turner's office is conveniently located at 815 Cass Street, downtown Monterey. Parking is free and plentiful. So for all your dental needs, call Dr. Daniel Turner at 375-1112. He listens. He cares.
Come here, Max. What's wrong? What? Oh, I get it. A rough day?
Hi, I'm Dr. Annetta Richmond inviting you to Natural Veterinary Therapy in Pacific Grove, the peninsula's new holistic veterinary medicine clinic featuring a wide variety of natural treatments and remedies for common ailments. We also specialize in acupuncture, chiropractic, and physical rehabilitation using an underwater treadmill. Natural Veterinary Therapy, Lighthouse Avenue between 14th and 15th in Pacific Grove. Our environment is unique. Clients comment on how calm and caring it is for their pets and themselves. At Natural Veterinary Therapy, our goal is to help your pet heal from within. So think for yourself and think for your pets. Visit our website at naturalveterinarytherapy.com or call 655-0501. That's 655-0501.
Meow. Whiskers, I'd better call Dr. Richmond for you, too.
Meow, meow.
Hey, it's Sheila Gale with 2 hours of talk radio all about our daily challenges, our fears, changes, crisis, addictions. Over 1,700 of them, can you believe it? Using the 12 steps, the law of attraction, whatever it takes. Join me Saturday afternoons 3 to 5 with my guests and we'll find solutions together. The Sheila Show, Saturday 3 to 5 on KRXA, brought to you by Benji's Princess Monterey Whale Watching Trips. Open daily on Old Fisherman's Wharf, Monterey.
Checking traffic on KRXA. Couple of problems in the Santa Cruz Mountains. Southbound 17 off-ramp to Mount Hermon Road. Reports of a two-car crash there. And southbound 17 after the summit, a vehicle on fire. Looks like that was off to the shoulder. Fire department may still have that right-hand lane blocked. So look for delays on the southbound side of 17 right now. For the Santa Cruz Mountains, Bear Creek Road at Byington Winery. We have reports of a tree down across both of the lanes. It looks like cars are able to squeeze past that and somebody is out of their vehicle trying to direct traffic. We also had reports of earlier police activity. Salinas City Streets, Ambrose Drive at Davis Road. There may have been a shooting in the area. Police directing traffic. Expect delays there as well. This is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Do you know that a flood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb? Nearly half of these flooded cars get fixed up and resold. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. If you spot a traffic problem, give us a call. 415-901-7990. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
We continue on the Peter B. Collins Show. It's 23 minutes into the hour. Mark Dice will join us here in just a second. He's an evangelical Republican who doubts that Sarah Palin can run the country and raise her family. We'll talk about that. But let's get a little more of Roy Zimmerman's instant song about the VP candidate of the Republicans.
Actually, she was McCain's second choice. He got turned down by the mayor of Narnia. She can make a moose stew. She can flay a caribou. When they asked for her assessment of the situation in the Middle East, she said she hadn't given it much thought. Good one, Sarah Booyah. Must be ready in case of catastrophe, so no one can say she's McCain's latest catastrophe. Biden's a square, cause he can't wear his hair in a bun.
That's Roy Zimmerman. Go to royzimmerman.com and you can download his latest ditty there. He's on the scene in St. Paul for the Republican convention. Mark Dice returns to our program. We talked to him once before, when he was the subject of an on-air death threat from conservative radio host Michael Reagan. And Mark is the founder of the Christian Resistance, a conservative political watchdog organization. And Mark, you think that Sarah Palin is a bad pick, and one of the reasons is that she's got obligations as a mother that should take priority over politics and a government job.
Well, that's part of it. The other half is that she really has no experience whatsoever. She recorded a conversation, an interview on CNBC prior to this where she admitted that she didn't even know what the VP does.
Yeah.
I think maybe she could organize the state fair of Alaska. That's about the most complicated task that she's been involved with. And I think that she's a neglectful mother for taking this position. I think she's irresponsible. I think that having a young child at home would overshadow, you know, a career move like this. And I'm not saying that women can't have children, can't have a family and have a career at the same time, but the vice president's office is not a typical 9-to-5 job. This is a job.
Well, can't the Secret Service recruit some nannies?
That's a great way to be raising your children, is to pay somebody else to do it. That's the socialist mode. That would be, you know, that would be what Barack Obama would really want everybody to do. But
Mark,
horrible.
Did you hear Rudy Giuliani's speech at the convention last night? Because he had you right in his sights. He tried to inoculate her against the very charge you're making.
I did. I saw him ranting and raving. He can read the teleprompter pretty well, as we've now learned that Sarah Palin can. You know, she's a former sportscaster, so she has some experience reading a teleprompter. And it's incredible seeing all these people on the floor of the convention now thinking that because they heard a speech from her, that now they are convinced that she's ready to lead. She's ready, qualified for that position.
Now, Mark, why do I get critical thinking from you, and I applaud it? Because, you know, you're running up against your own philosophy and your political orientation. And why, for example, is James Dobson, who's Mr. Focus on the Family, he has decided that she's okay and that that makes John McCain okay. He is pulling back from his boycott of the McCain ticket.
That's a great question, and I have an answer for that. All these paid propagandists like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh and all these mainstream talking heads for the Conservative Party are in a very strange position now because they have to pretend that this is a good choice. They have to pretend that she's qualified. Otherwise, if they actually voice their true opinion, which privately I'm sure many of them are disappointed, shocked, scared that such a pick was chosen, if they actually publicly were to voice these concerns, then the Democrats are going to jump on there and say, see, look, their own people don't think that they're qualified, and then they fear that by doing that that the Democrats are then going to get into office. So they need to put on this face that it's a great choice, she's qualified, it's fantastic. And it's interesting how I just saw a clip of Karl Rove a few weeks ago making some pretty rude comments about Tim Kaine, the governor of Virginia, saying that he was only a governor for 3 years. And this was when Barack Obama was betting him as a VP. And he was saying how Tim Kaine was not qualified to be a vice president for being the governor for only 3 years. And then before that was a mayor of a smaller city, although probably more than the 8,000 population of Wasilla.
Well, it was only 5,000 when she was mayor. Hey, Mark, can you stay on for a minute?
Yeah.
We'll take a break and return with Mark Dice here on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
Go ahead. Take a deep breath. Yep, there's nothing like that new car insurance smell.
I love it.
Want to take it for a test drive?
Sure.
Wouldn't it be great if you could test drive car insurance? Well, maybe you can.
Notice all the impressive standard features. Good neighbor service for extra comfort and stability. And look how great it handles around those hairpin turns in your budget.
Check out the company 40 million other drivers trust, State Farm. No one gives more discounts to more drivers, and nobody takes care of you like a State Farm agent.
Who's that?
That's your built-in security system. Your very own State Farm agent.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey there, and who are those guys?
Oh, that's your award-winning claims department.
Wow.
So talk to a State Farm agent today and kick the tires on our car insurance. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
I'm Justin Hamble, your Monterey Bay State Farm agent. Call me today at 831-688-3683. That's 688-3683.
Want to save money, have fun, and walk a little lighter on the planet? Listen to Tomorrow Matters, talk radio for a better tomorrow, weekdays from 2 to 3 p.m., right here on KRXA 540 AM. Join me, Deborah Lindsay, as we bring in the experts to discuss how to cut energy costs, how to build community, and how to lower our ecological footprints. It's good for our pocketbooks, and it's good for the planet. And we have to, because tomorrow really does matter.
Dedicated to the proposition that fun, learning, and personal growth go together perfectly, Thinker Toys, with two beautiful stores on the Monterey Peninsula, has an incredible selection of fun and educational toys, games, books, and art supplies for infants to teens. For nearly 40 years, Thinker Toys owner Mark Phillips and his experienced staff have been serving the parents and children of the Central Coast. They can help you choose the perfect gift for the special child in your life. Join Thinker Toys' three generations of satisfied customers, and you'll see why Thinker Toys is the most fun place to shop on the Monterey Peninsula. Open every day. Thinker Toys is at the corner of San Carlos and 7th in Carmel by the Sea, and next to Starbucks in the Del Monte Center in Monterey. You can also order by phone, 831-624-0441. That's 624-0441. Or browse at thinkertoys.com.
Doing business in Santa Cruz County since 1950, Wilson's Tire and Service has two locations to serve you better wherever you live. Both locations feature full-service, friendly, fast, same-day service, or in the words of hands-on owner Juan Escamilla,
we're fast and fair, and service is job one at Wilson's Tire and Service.
Juan specializes in tire, brake, and alignment services with state-of-the-art equipment. Looking for fast, friendly, same-day service from experienced pros? Come to Wilson's Tire and Service, now located in Soquel Village at Old San Jose Road in Soquel Drive in Aptos Village, across from the entrance to Nicene Mark State Park. Questions? Give Juan a call at 476-0370. That's 476-0370. Say hello to Juan and get the Wilson's Tire and Service full service.
Don't forget to ask Juan how KRXA listeners can save an additional 10% at Wilson's Tire and Service.
There's more than one side to contemporary affairs. In fact, there's usually more than two sides. On Thursday nights at 10, listen in on KRXA 540, and you'll hear at least four. You'll hear the perspectives of Mark Leonard, Tony Rudy, Billy Sunshine, and me, Jack Hart. We have guests bring their own expertise and experience to their analysis of current events. Join us each Thursday night at 10 for a different perspective. And on September 4th, our show will expand to 2 hours, and we'll start at 9 in the evening and go through to 11. Join us here on KRXA 540.
Live from the left coast, it's the Peter B. Collins Show, infused with dangerous San Francisco values like compassion, justice, and a living wage. Join the conversation toll-free at 1-888-5-PETER-B and be part of Peter B.'s America.
The hockey mom from Alaska. What have I done to deserve this? Somebody please explain it to me, will you? Huh? Have I sinned? Have I erred? Have I transgressed in a way that earns a payback like this? Taking your calls in the free speed zone, you can join me right now, toll free at 888-5-PETER-B, 888-573-8372. Another couple of comments from Mark Dice. He's a Christian conservative, and he's the author of the Resistance Manifesto. Is that the best website for people to visit you at, Mark?
You can go there. You can go to markdice.com, D-I-C-E, and you can also get all sorts of information there about me and some videos, free audio interviews, all sorts of good stuff.
All right, good. And, I share your concern here about Palin, and I share your views, in general of her. And I'd like to ask, because I'm on the other side of the political spectrum from you here, Mark. What is your advice to Joe Biden and Barack Obama about how to deal with this? Because I believe the Republicans very craftily selected her and hope that her sex will be the bubble that they can use to deflect any tough questions about her lack of experience. And it permits her to attack, but it makes her harder to attack.
Well, I think that they're still going to be able to attack her and really just tear her to shreds for her lack of experience, and then cite anybody claiming that Hillary Clinton was getting this undue attack because she was just a woman and that she should, you know, play with the boys. And so I think they've already opened the door by firing as hard as they could at Hillary Clinton and then saying, oh, well, she can't take it. You know, she can't claim the woman card. I mean, if she's going to play with the big boys, we're going to have a level playing field here. So it's going to be interesting. You know, it's one thing to have her get up and read a teleprompter, but during the debates, it's really going to come out her lack of knowledge.
And do you think they'll let her hold a news conference?
It's going to be interesting. She's going to be extremely controlled. I think even like these town hall meetings, you know this, most of the public doesn't know that they pre-screen these questions. They
Sure.
pre-screen the people. Nobody can get in there and ask a real question. You have to submit your questions beforehand to make sure that it's approved. And then they plant questions. So I'm not really sure. It's going to be... It could get brutal because I think the gloves can come off. I mean, right away they've already... Just the facts alone that she was a mayor of this town of 8,000 people or 6,700 people or 5,000 back when she was mayor.
I mean, right. It's the meth capital of Alaska.
Well, and Alaska is a sanctuary city for illegal aliens, actually, ironically. And now you have everybody scrambling saying that, well, she has foreign policy experience because Alaska is right next to Russia up there.
Oh, it is sad. Well, Mark, it's nice that we agree on this, and maybe we'll agree again in the future, but stay in touch and keep sending me emails, okay?
Yeah, no problem, man. And it's sad because I'm a conservative. It just this is either going to be the biggest mistake in presidential political campaigning, or one of the luckiest, riskiest moves that McCain and Camp have ever made. So time's going to tell.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot, Mark. That's Mark Dice, and you heard, he's a conservative Christian, and he's appalled at this vice presidential nominee. Margie's calling from Oregon. Hello, Margie. You're on the Peter B. Collins Show.
Hi, Peter B.
Hi.
So do you know who Dr. Laura is?
I do, yes.
Have you heard her opinion?
I never listened to Dr. Laura, and in fact, there are very few edicts that I have issued in my household. But I decreed some 10 or 12 years ago that any sentence that starts with "Dr. Laura says" will not be listened to its completion. But I'm going to make an exception for you. What did Dr. Laura have to say about Sarah Palin?
Right. You'll like hearing this. She was extremely disappointed in the choice of Sarah Palin as vice president candidate.
Mm.
And I'll read just a bit here. She says, "I'm stunned. Couldn't the Republican Party find one competent female with adult children to run for vice president? What kind of role model is a woman whose fifth child was recently born with Down syndrome and then goes back to the job of governor within days of the birth?"
Yeah, yeah. Well, and, you know, we get into these issues where now that they're public, I feel a little more comfortable commenting. But if this were someone else, I would probably just keep this remark to myself. But, you know, Sarah Palin could have benefited by using birth control.
Yeah.
Because it's very risky for a woman over 40 to have a child. And, you know, birth control would have permitted her and her husband to enjoy marital relations without the risk of producing a baby with Down syndrome. And so there's a lot of this, you know, where we can offer over-the-shoulder judgments about what they should have done or could have done. But I think that we are seeing here a pattern that they are so self-righteous. And while she did acknowledge that her family, like any other family, has its issues, you know, when she starts to preach to people about abstinence and about maybe AIDS or other sexually transmitted diseases or conditions, I think we're going to see her really embarrassed on a regular basis because she cannot reconcile her hardline beliefs with many of the realities of her own family situation.
Yeah, obviously sex education was lacking for both herself and her daughter.
Well, abstinence works, you know, right up until the point where...
where it doesn't.
It doesn't.
Right.
Thank you, Marge.
You're welcome.
All right. Now we go to Marianne in Pacific Grove. Welcome, Marianne. You're on the PBC show.
Hello, Peter. Actually, I have three subjects, but I'll spare you. I'm working on a script where the phone goes off at 3 in the morning and she can't take the call because she's in labor.
Well, maybe she's still nursing. I don't know.
Oh, God. What a thought.
Yeah, can you imagine on the campaign plane, she says, John, can you pass my pump?
Oh, my God. He'd probably play with it. Yeah, oh, can you see the summer White House in Wazoo City, right?
Yep, it'll be open 24 hours because the sun never sets.
I've been up there. It doesn't. Yeah. Okay, well, I'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks for checking in, Marianne. I always appreciate it. 888-5-PETER-B is our toll-free number. More of your calls in a moment, but first... Yes, the news that never makes it into the New York Times or onto corporate television networks is available online at ptsd1.blogspot.com. That is the site of the Post-Times Sun-Dispatch, and its proprietor and lead investigative reporter, R.J. Shulman, joins us again today. R.J., how are you?
I'm doing great, Peter B. How are you doing?
Well, gosh, I am trying to figure out this whole Sarah Palin thing. And your top story at the PTSD today is about how the new campaign strategy is we don't need issues, we don't need platform, all we got to do is attack, attack, attack.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, they actually announced it today that for the first time in, first time in history, the Republican Party will not have an official platform. They're just going to attack Barack Obama.
Mm-hmm. Well, it seems to make the most sense because it'll distract people from their positions on the issues, such as they may be.
Yeah, although we're not exactly clear what they are, but it does look like they've got the drill and kill, take no prisoners approach to their policy.
Now, RJ, I know that you're old enough to appreciate this, but at the beginning of the show today, I compared her to Spiro Agnew. Because he was an obscure governor of Maryland who was plucked by Richard Nixon as his running mate. And it's because Nixon was desperate. Vietnam had caught up with him, and he was extremely unpopular. And so he picked this guy really for one reason, that he was the best available attack dog. And the Palin nomination really is kind of Spiro Agnew with a protective bubble. Because whenever the press questions her or people challenge her credibility or her experience, they say, oh, you're attacking her because she's a woman. And if Spiro Agnew had been a woman, he'd probably still be vice president. He would have completed his term as vice president.
I think that's exactly right. I think actually her pick may be a stroke of genius. Because she can attack and can't be attacked back. She's got all these family issues, and you can't attack someone who's got family issues. She's a woman. You can't attack her. And John McCain is completely insulated from that because how dare you attack the prisoner of war? So they can do whatever they want and then, you know, start crying when someone attacks them.
And you have this quote from Governor Palin, bashing Obama gives me such a rush. It reminds me of how I feel when I shoot a caribou and watch it in its death throes. I have Obama in my sights, and I will not spare his wife, his nasty girls, his America-hating preacher, and his dog if he had one. And when asked if that might cause retaliation from the other side, Palin said, well, how dare they or the press attack my family? They're off limits. So was John McCain, because he was a POW.
That's exactly right. That's quote word for word. You will not see that in the corporate media.
And you even got a quote from Dick Cheney out of Azerbaijan. This is one woman, he said, with whom I would never go on a hunting trip. Well, Dick has some judgment.
Yeah, it's just when you think nothing could be worse than Dick Cheney.
Now, RJ, how do you deal with these touchy personal issues of Governor Palin giving birth back in April to a baby that sadly was born with Down syndrome, and to knock out rumors that she was actually covering for a pregnant daughter, they had to announce that her daughter is pregnant. And now the National Enquirer is threatening to publish a story about an affair that Mrs. Palin had. And where does this end, and at what point does the media say, ooh, that's too oozy, sticky, personal?
I know exactly when that point is. If Governor Palin had had an affair with John Edwards, that's what would have done it.
You're right about that. All right, you have a quote here from James Dobson in your article, Thanks to Palin, Teenage Pregnancy is Now In. Dobson saying, this is good news for girls who make poor judgment about sex because she can get redemption by bringing Jesus and her new baby into her life. Of course, if she even thinks about an abortion, she'll immediately go to hell and have to spend eternity with all the gays and Democrats.
That's exactly right. The amount of kudos and the amount of praise that Bristol Palin has gotten for her decision to have a baby out of wedlock has been rather amazing. As a matter of fact, what happened is I just looked at the Billboard video rental chart and Knocked Up has moved back up to number one.
All right, RJ. Well, you're on top of it as usual, and I want to direct people to your website for more news. It's PTSD, the number one, .blogspot.com. Again, PTSD, one, .blogspot.com, the Post-Time Sun-Dispatch. RJ Shulman, always a pleasure.
See you next time, Peter B.
All right, thank you very much. We'll take a break and return and get more of your phone calls on the air here in the Free Speech Zone. 888-5 Peter B, that's my number. You know it. Call it if you like. You can always email me, peter@peterbcollins.com. Or if you're that guy Rich from the Central Coast who's really mad at me today, try fullofit@peterbcollins.com. Thank you, Rich. You're listening to KRXA 540.
Checking traffic for the final time this evening on KRXA. And better news in the Santa Cruz Mountains, a car fire South 17 at the summit has been cleared out of the way. South 17 on the Mount Hermon Road off-ramp. A crash there with two cars moved to a nearby parking lot. CHP is on the scene taking a report. Also for Ben Lohman to Bear Creek Road at Bear Canyon Road, a tree down across both of the lanes. Someone is out of their car trying to direct traffic past the scene. San Juan Batista, San Juan Highway at San Justo Road, an injury crash, a van off the roadway and into a ditch. Emergency crews may be just arriving on scene to take care of that. This report is brought to you by Carfax Vehicle History Reports. Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars when they're pulled from the water? Many are dried out, cleaned up, and resold. Ask your dealer for a free Carfax Vehicle History Report or go to Carfax.com. If you spot a traffic problem, always give us a call, 415-901-7990. Have a great night. I'm Nate Nix, and that's traffic on KRXA.
Fire Tux Restaurant in Carmel, corner of 5th and Dolores and next to the post office, serves outstanding breakfast and lunch from 7 a.m. Get a full 20% off coupon at FriarTuxRestaurant.com. Come in early for the largest breakfast served in Carmel. Stay late and enjoy the best root beer float I ever had. Thank you, Fire Tux, for 30 years of family enjoyment. Fire Tux, great food, great fun.
Don't miss Dr. Bob Bowman, retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel and head of the Star Wars program under two presidents, this Saturday, September 6th at 7 p.m. at the Monterey Senior Center Lighthouse in Dickman Avenues in New Monterey. Colonel Bowman is on a 100-city nationwide speaking tour on how to prevent war with Iran, how to get out of Iraq, and how to bring real accountability to Washington. Sponsored by Veterans for Peace, the Monterey Peace and Justice Center, Women's International League for Peace and Freedom, and Monterey 9/11 Truth. For more information, call 233-1032. That's 233-1032. Do you love KRXA 540? Show your support for our radio station by placing a bumper sticker on the bumper of your vehicle. Click on the bumper sticker at KRXA540.com. And think for yourself.
Hi, I'm Scott Dick, the host of the new show, curiously enough, called The Scott Dick Show, weekdays following The Peter B. Collins Show. Every evening from 6 to 8 p.m., we'll talk about local and regional issues, national and international politics, military and veterans affairs, and anything else that hasn't been lip-smacked to death already. So hang around after The Peter B. Collins Show and tune in to the gift you just can't return, The Scott Dick Show, weekdays 6 to 8 p.m., where I'll shoot from the lip and take no prisoners.
Continue on the Peter B. Collins Show, and I apologize, a little late returning from that break because I was catching up on email, and a listener had called in saying that it's not true that Jack Abramoff got four additional years in federal prison. But I have the story here from the Washington Post here on Thursday, and he was sentenced to four additional years in prison by a federal judge, and this relates to the actual bribery that he conducted with Bob Ney and others, some 12 who have been convicted so far. The sentence that he was serving up till now related to his fraudulent attempts to take over a cruise ship line, Sun Cruise or something like that. So that is that's what I know about that, and I do think that's true. So thanks for checking on it, but I think the news is accurate on that. Ben in Salinas is up next in the Free Speech Zone. Welcome, Ben.
Thank you, sir. You know, do I smell another pardon in the wind with the Abramoff thing, since Ney and all those people are part of the Good Old Boys Club?
I don't know. You know, it's going to be very interesting to see who gets a pardon from the stingiest, compassionate conservative we've ever seen. I think the list is going to be so long with his administration officials that there may not be room for Jack Abramoff.
Okay. in the interest of fairness and the truth, which is what I think all journalism, including broadcasting, should be about, and only about fairness, which applies to equal justice, and the truth, which is what we all, the only damn thing we need, I would like to see the press get off their butts, interview the brother-in-law who was a cop, so he knows about being vetted and put under oath.
He's still
this guy
he's
a cop. He's not gonna lie.
He's still a he is
to jeopardize or slander.
He's still a trooper in uniform.
On the side of what this woman has done and the way she's done it, he needs to be vetted on the air channel, the CNN channel. Let's get the truth of the tactics, because he knows that community, the evangelical Jesus people that hate everybody but and sometimes even each other, they're okay with the phony war and the treasury being looted, because maybe they're all getting their cut. Mm-hmm. But another thing I'd like to say.
Hold on, Ben, just a second. His name is Wooten, Trooper Wooten, and I would not object to his being interviewed, but the guy who really has the information is Monaghan. And Monaghan was the commissioner or chief of public safety, the top law.
He can, because he wouldn't fire him.
Right. He was fired, and
he should also be called to testify.
Well, he's gone public with some of the emails that she sent him, and they're quite damaging.
And also, there's certain, and I don't like innuendo, but if she's not pure as the driven snow, if her suggestion of that affair that they're now starting to talk about, or the possibility of other transgressions, let's face it, in this world, there's no saints, there's no angels. But one person I'm calling on is Hillary Clinton. You want her to be president. If you believe in equal justice under the law, get off your posterior and address this woman in public on a woman-to-woman basis and defend Mr. Obama and the Democrat Party, because we can't be stuck with 4 or 8 more years of these Nazis in control now. And I'm sorry to put it that way, but the truth is the truth, Peter.
Right, and Ben, I agree. Hillary does have an important role to play here. I hope she will pick the time carefully so that she gets good coverage.
Yeah,
but I agree.
Put cutie pie on her and stand up there and distract McCain with her booty.
Well, Ben, one of the issues here is that McCain is using the tactics that were used by Hillary and her supporters, particularly in April, May, and the first part of June before they accepted reality. Any criticism
to show the dedication to her word, which is to support Obama, and get on the media and challenge this woman face to face, point by point. And if she said the truth, say so. And if she said the lie, point it out, Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
But get up there and do what you promised to do. Or the next time, she's going to run next time. I'm one of the people that may vote for her or not, according to her integrity.
All right, Ben. Thank you very much. I appreciate the call. And Ben makes some good points there. And one that I want to echo is that this is a tactic that McCain has adopted from the Clinton campaign. The most effective attacks that they were able to level against Barack Obama were phony charges of sexism and misogyny. And it was offered as a kind of victimization of Hillary Clinton. And that message was circulated and paid for in large part by a San Francisco Democrat named Susie Tompkins Buell. And I respect Susie and her right to express herself and to support Hillary right down even beyond the rational end. But like Willie Horton, who originated in the Al Gore primary campaign against Mike Dukakis in 1988, Democrats really need to learn in the future that the issues they raise in a primary will be gleefully picked up by the Republicans and used against the victor in the fall. And that's what we're seeing right now. Harvey in Berkeley, you've been holding for a day and a half. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Peter B. I just want to talk about, my mother used to watch a soap opera called As the World Turns. Do you remember that?
I do, yeah.
And, I feel if Sarah Palin gets into the White House with her plan for the environment, we're going to be watching another soap opera called As the World Burns.
No, it'll be Drill Baby Drill. Did you hear that chorus from the Republicans last night?
I don't know. I don't know if we exist on the same planet.
It was bizarre. You're right.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Go ahead, Harvey.
Okay, I just want to say, just say no to John McCain. That's the slogan I'm using.
Okay.
Just say no to John McCain.
All right, great. That's nice and succinct. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good to hear from you. Well, we're at the end of the program today, and I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We will continue this conversation about these important issues. And it's going to be a wild ride from here to November. So hold on to your hat if you have one, and hold on to your wallet no matter what, because it's going to be very interesting and a real challenge to this corrupt corporate media in this country. And it makes progressive talk radio that much more important. And so I ask you to spread the word. Send an email to friends and invite them to listen to podcasts of this program. It's not about me or my ego. It's about the important comments that you heard on this show from me, from callers, and from guests today. And we need to make sure this circulates because we know that Chris Matthews and Bill O'Reilly and the loudmouths on cable television will never really confront the violence on the streets in St. Paul that's at the foot of the police department. That's intimidated reporters and the media in general. And we know that they won't ask the tough questions and challenge the lies and the inconsistencies of Sarah Palin. So do what you can to spread the word. I'll be much obliged. I'm Peter B.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
Hi, it's Peter B., urging you to check out a new website, MendingAmerica.com, dedicated to mending the damage done to our American fabric by 8 years of George W. Bush. It looks like another T-shirt site, and it is, but look deeper. Read the stories represented in the T-shirts. Hear the message of hope that our fabric can be restored, and we can once more take pride in America. Mending America believes the mending must start with the American people. We must reconnect with the values and the courage that founded this country. Join in by clicking the words opening question at the top of the homepage and email your thoughts. Support this effort by buying the T-shirts and bumper stickers. Better yet, buy the note cards and send the word to Congress, the media, and your friends. America is on the mend and a bright future lies before us. Use the promo code PETERB in lowercase at MendingAmerica.com and get a 15% discount. That's MendingAmerica.com.
Progressive Talk for the Monterey Bay Area. This is KRXA 540, Carmel Valley, Monterey, Salinas, and Santa Cruz. Think for yourself.
CBS News. I'm Howard Arenstein, live at the Republican National Convention in St. Paul.
John McCain and Sarah Palin connect with Sam's Club voters. They get it.
Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty warming up the crowd for the speech they came to hear, John McCain accepting the Republican nomination for president.
Barack Obama gives a good speech, but the best sermons aren't preached, they're lived. John McCain has walked the walk, and he has always put our country first.
Some polls have shown an Obama bounce after his convention last week, but correspondent Peter Mayer reports our new CBS News poll shows if it was there, it's vanished.
The Obama-McCain race is a dead heat now. The latest CBS News poll shows the vote is split 42-42%. 12% are undecided. While this poll was done last weekend after the Sarah Palin nomination was announced, it shows that most voters are still waiting to decide on the GOP running mate.
And Chief Washington correspondent Bob Schieffer says the selection of Palin has electrified many of the people McCain needs to get elected.
John McCain has put his ducks in a row now. He thinks he can't win unless he has the base of the Republican Party with him. I think he's in better stead with the base of his own party than he's ever been now, as long as he's been in politics.
And the race for the White House moves into high gear tonight. John McCain speaks in 1 hour. I'm Howard Arenstein, live in St. Paul. More CBS News now from Harley Carnes.
Lots of drawn faces on Wall Street today.
The market is now back at bear market levels, which means the major indexes have fallen 20% from their record highs. The market is now at its lowest level in about a month and a half.
CBS's Alexis Christophorus on a day that saw the Dow fall 344 points, NASDAQ down nearly 75. CBS News has learned more troops may soon be leaving Iraq. CBS's David Martin.
Defense Secretary Gates has recommended to President Bush that he pull out about another 12,000 troops from Iraq. That would begin this fall with some Marines in Anbar province in the west of Iraq.
Detroit's mayor, Kwame Kilpatrick,